Welcome to PostView.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Welfare Peer TA Network webinar on innovative EITC marketing and outreach strategies. My name is David Camparelli, and I'm the Federal Project Officer for Welfare Peer TA, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families, Office of Family Assistance. Due to the potential impact of EITC to support families in poverty, we are very pleased to be conducting this two-part webinar on EITC. For the tax year of 2008 alone, EITC refunded over $49 billion to almost 24 million workers, but not all eligible workers for EITC have taken advantage of it. There's billions of dollars left on the table every year. So many states and localities have formed coalitions to reach out to low-income working families to help promote EITC and the massive benefits that it has to working families. During our first webinar held several weeks ago entitled Laying the Groundwork for an EITC Coalition, participants gained strategies from speakers for forming successful regional state coalitions. If you'd like to listen to those, the audio recordings and transcript for the first webinar are available for download on Welfare Peer TA website. Please also remember that this presentation is being recorded and that you could download the slides and the audio recordings and as podcasts on the Welfare Peer TA site. The webinar today is the second, and we have several learning objectives for today. Our first learning objective is so that participants could learn how to successfully market EITC campaigns. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this Welfare Peer TA Network webinar on innovative EITC marketing and outreach strategies. My name is David Camparelli, and I'm the Federal Project Officer for Welfare Peer TA, which is part of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families, Office of Family Assistance. Due to the potential impact of EITC to support families in poverty, we are very pleased to be conducting this two-part webinar on EITC. For the tax year of 2008 alone, EITC refunded over $49 billion to almost 24 million workers, but not all eligible workers for EITC have taken advantage of it. There's billions of dollars left on the table every year. So many states and localities have formed coalitions to reach out to low-income working families to help promote EITC and the massive benefits that it has to working families. During our first webinar held several weeks ago entitled Laying the Groundwork for an EITC Coalition, participants gained strategies from speakers for forming successful regional state coalitions. If you'd like to listen to those, the audio recordings and transcript for the first webinar are available for download on Welfare Peer TA website. Please also remember that this presentation is being recorded and that you could download the slides and the audio recordings and as podcasts on the Welfare Peer TA site. The webinar today is the second, and we have several learning objectives for today. Our first learning objective is so that participants could learn how to successfully market EITC campaigns, that participants will gain a better understanding, can deduct outreach through community events, that participants will hear best practices for conducting targeted outreach, and that participants will learn about free marketing materials available through the IRS, partnerships, education, and other outlets as well. During the webinar, we will have several highly qualified speakers, and then at the end of the webinar, everyone will have an opportunity to ask questions. At any point during the webinar, you could click on the Q&A box and type in your question, and we'll respond that we've gotten it. And at the end, I will go through the questions and ask them to the presenters. Only we can see your questions, so feel free to ask anything you like. And if I don't answer it for some reason, it's most likely because of time constraints. You could that always follow up participant help of additions will gain a question and a better sense by submitting. Understanding can deduct outreach through community events that participants will hear best sending them to the Welfare Peer TA site directly. So, with practice out for further conducting targeting, we will be targeted outreach moving on to and to our participants will learn enter about free marketing. Our material first available speaker through the IRS is Partnerships Education, Janet Hawkins of the Family and Economic Security Project Outlet as well. Janet, why don't you take it away?
Great. Thank you, David. Hi, all. This is Janet Hawkins with Multnomah County's Commission on Children, Families, and Community, and I and my co-presenters are going to talk about our Family Economic Security Project. So just as this first slide indicates, you're going to see examples of the marketing material and the information that we're putting forward to consumers and community partners to really highlight earned income tax credit, pre-tax preparation services, and basically helping people learn more about the availability of different types of tax credits. So as we go through the slideshow, you'll see some examples. I'm joined here today by Nicole McKinney, who is an intern with Portland Community College, and she has been one of our chief outreach folks for the past 9 months at the commission. And Lindsay McBride is here as well, and Lindsay is our communications coordinator for the project. So we're going to share parts of this presentation as we go through the slides. So could I have the next slide, please? So again, myself, Lindsay, and Nicole. We started this project essentially about 3 years ago, and it really became, we have our top elected official, Chair Ted Wheeler, who chairs our Board of County Commissioners, and Multnomah County is county government in Portland, Oregon. So people out there, if you've heard all those rumors about rain in Portland, I have to say we're looking at a beautiful sunshiny day, temporarily at least, today. But we have county government. Our Commission on Children and Families is the project manager, but we work very closely with IRS, who helps us with all the technical assistance to business partners, consultation on all the materials we make, and they help with presentations on EITC to organizations who are interested in the project. Our other equally important partner is Cash Oregon, a new nonprofit just founded about 4 years ago, who work to provide free tax assistance to consumers. And they provide tax assistance at a central location here in Portland. They also work with us to do a mobile team of tax preparers who are able to go out to businesses and other nonprofit organizations to help consumers with taxes. And they also help us with presentations and outreach to community organizations. Next slide, please. Next slide. Thank you. Well, this is why we do the work. And if we go back to that, can we go back to that previous slide? Thank you. I think the key thing for our elected officials here in the county, where I think those last couple of last line there, it's the most effective anti-poverty program, earned income tax credits. It really says it all. And we know that Annie Casey Foundation has spent a number of years working on initiatives in this area. So we just wanted to highlight that, the effectiveness of anti-poverty work and earned income tax credit. Next slide, please.
And Janet, we have a request for you to speak up if you can.
I will. I'll actually get closer to the speakerphone and speak up. So let me know if you'd like me to increase the volume. First slide here is basically what's earned income tax credit. And I apologize if this duplicates what folks know, but the earned income credit is a refundable tax credit for low and moderate income working individuals and families. The credit reduces the amount of federal tax owed and can result in a refund. Next slide, please. Oh, next slide. Thanks. We have different, could you go back one? Thank you. In terms of income qualifications, you see them right there, married with no children, 18,000 plus. This is the top income that people can earn in order to qualify. Married with qualifying children, $48,000 plus. And again, you get a sense of kind of the numbers of people who can qualify for these tax credits. This is at least in our
call. During the webinar, we will have several highly qualified speakers. And then at the end of the webinar, everyone will have an opportunity to ask questions. At any point during the webinar,
for people at 48,000,
you could click on the Q&A
close
box.
Well, not too far from
and type
our Portland
in your question,
income.
And we'll respond.
So we know
that we've got
we can serve
on that
a large range.
And at the end,
of working
I will
individual
go through
and families,
the questions
low
and ask them
moderate and actually
to
fairly close, close to median income. The final is
centers
single only person with qualifying children
see your
again.
Questions.
40,
so feel free to ask anything you like, Mike.
Very much.
And if I don't
living
to answer it for
age
some reason, it's most likely because
family
of time
and
constraints.
I always recommend
you could
that folks
always follow
take a look
up of additional
the IRS
questions
website
by submitting them to
specific tables
the Welfare
and
Peer Peer Team
and very detailed
site
information
directly.
On these guidelines.
So,
next slide,
without further ado, we will be moving on to
the
our
maximum credit
first presenter
that people can receive. So,
our
so if
first
a married
speaker
couple with no qualifying
is
children,
$457,000 of the family. Economic
with,
security project.
One qualifying child, $3,000 plus dollars.
Janet,
two or more
don't you
qualifying children, $5,000.
Take it away.
Plus dollars. Great, thanks. Thank you, David. And for three qualifying children, Janet Holdren Hawkins with 56 Multnomah County, 100 plus counties, plus dollars on children. So it's a family, very significant source. And I am. My co-president of additional centers or income. We're going to talk about for working about our family economics, make security project. Married couples, but so particularly just when this is their children. First slide and qualifying indicate children in this. You're going to see family. The example examples of the market provide us marketing material, substantial real in the amount of information that comes that we're putting forward to working family consumers and community partners. Next slide, please. To really highlight earned income tax. Credit. So with that, I'd like to tax prep to introduce Immigration Service, Lindsay Moses, McBride, and who will handle basically the helping people business perspective on our learn more family FR about economic security availability, security priority of different types of tax credits. So as we go through the slideshow,
hi there.
You'll see some
thanks for
examples.
For having us.
I'm joined here today by
related
Nicole
McKinney, to the
Kinney,
business,
who is an introspective term with
supportive in
Helen Community
how we
college, and she has been
designed
one of our
and built the chief program
outreach
from
folks for
our goal
in the past
goal was certain
9 months
certainly to be
with the commission
reaching out to
and Lindsay
employers
McBride is here as well and Lindsay
as
is our
a way to
communication
maximize
coordinate
how we
for the
could
project
reach working
so we're
people
going to share parts of this
and
presentation
for staff
as we
ask people
go through
people that are
slide.
In
so can I have the next
business
slide please
environment as an employee or
so
people that are
again
in a,
and my
non-profit not
Lindsay
and for profit
Cole
organization
we started this project
and one of the
actually about
the things
3 years ago
that we
know and it
found
really became
this is a
we have our top elected
quote
official
from the
chair
assistant
director
of
Wheeler who chairs our board
successful
board of county non-commissioners
profit
organization
Multnomah here in
county is
Portland
county government in Portland
and
Portland, Oregon.
We really
so
appreciated
people out there
the
if you've heard
the tools
all those rumors
we could come in
about
rain
with rain in Portland and I have to say
in terms
we're looking at a beautiful sunshiny day
for their
employees
temporarily
from that
at least range of
today
minimum wage all the way
but we have
up to a
county government
about
commission on
$23 an hour
families or is the project manager
that but this organization
we work
very
closely
with that range
with IRS
and that
who helps us
if we
with all that
we could come in
technical
and provide
assistance
and material
business
bills and
partners
direct them to
consult
resources
on all the
that it was
materials we
going to be
make
an additional
and they
burden
help with
on the business
presentations
or the organizations
on
immunization
IT
and
to organizations
promote
or interest remote
and
in the project
make this
impact
our information
other
agent available
fully important
so that was
a partner
a really critical part of
Oregon
of our program
in
brand design
new nonprofit just founded about 4 years
next slide
years ago
please.
Who work to provide pre-tax assistance
look at it.
To consumers.
Key streamers
to the project.
And
Lindsay did a provide
a great
job tax assistance acceptance at a central and talk location
about how we here in Portland
and they all business engagement. So work engagement with us to project do a mobile wheel team.
We also built a project
of tax preparers
around consumers.
So we're able to
more perspective
go out to
business.
And
I know
businesses
that's a really
and other
critical
nonprofit
that
organizations
interactions
to help
that people
help consumers
have around
with tax
in the country.
We look and they
look at marketing
also
helping
and
influence
with presentation,
providing information
and outreach
information
and to
community
doing education
organizational
work. And the
thing
I
have to say that we did right in the beginning of this project 3 years ago.
Next slide.
So was
thank you.
To convene
two
consumer focus groups.
This is why we do the work.
30 consumers
and if
consumers in those
go back to that
groups and can they really
go back to that
gave us their
previous line
of input and their ideas. Yeah, so we asked some basic
thank you
questions like if we were to talk to you,
I think the key thing
about EI
thing for our
ITC,
elected officials,
what's the best officials
here in
this way to do
the county
with that?
Right, I think those last
how do we
couple of
they
last
issues
are line there
and the paper
it's the most
work involved
effective
involved, all that
anti-poverty
kind of
poverty program.
Program.
And
income
tax,
they
tax credit
really,
it really
came back
really says
and provided
it all. And we
just a solid,
know that
solid foundation,
foundation
of how to build
spent a
this project.
Number of years.
And very
on
quotable
thoughts in this area.
As well.
So we just want
you can kind of
to highlight
see some of the
that
quotes there.
Effectiveness.
Particularly, I remember for one of the
poverty
work people who
income tax
was in our focus,
credit.
Focus group was a,
next slide.
A single father with five children. And he
and Janet,
was really the
we have a
person who said,
request for
said I know,
you to
know that 50
speak
or $60
if you can.
A month,
can.
Month or in my, my paycheck.
Well, actually,
it wouldn't be a lot for
other
people,
your phone and,
but for my
and
speak family,
yeah, so let me
make a big
you know, if you'd like
difference.
Me to,
and that was one of the
increase the volume,
really key. He
first slide here
gave us some of
basically
our,
what's
I call,
what's
call them marching
tax
orders
tax credits.
To move forward
and
to be able to convey to
people
you know,
what folks
when you
know, but
you get
the
advanced earnings
income credit,
some tax credit
is a refunded
in your
refundable tax
paycheck,
tax credit
really makes it
for low and
a huge difference.
Moderate
difference. So our
project individual
focuses on
family
on earning some tax credit,
the credit
and claim
reduces
claiming that
the amount of
people
fund
tax
file
taxes
owed, and can
but we also
result in a
so focus
refund.
And on the
next slide,
answer income,
please.
Tax credit. And again, I'll call your attention
next question
to the, some of the marketing materials that you're
we have
going to see different throughout the program. And this
could you
particular
you go back
there.
One, thank you.
Cover shot that we
in terms
we have is
of income of qualification
our financial
issues
to planning
see them right
opportunities
there
for people of all
married with
all income
no children
guide
children.
What it is
18th
is a whole
1,000 plus
resource
plus of this
guide
the top
for where to
income
find
that people
information
and earn and
in
order to qualify
on free
qualify
assistance for planning
married with
financial plan
qualifying
training for
children
people living on
$48,000
low
$1,000
moderate
interest plus
income. So we
then again
you really
get a sense
of a lot of time researching
kind of the
numbers and finding
numbers
resources
of
because again
people who
can
qualify
that was something
for these
that came up
tax credits
and focus
is of
people
at least in
our
whole
community
assist,
were proud
substantial
out of their earnings things they knew
or
they weren't earning
income
from a lot
for people at 48,000
their money
1,000
you know managed
fairly
their money
really close
did give them a
well
a sense of pride
too far from our
side but
our Portland
they had
median
income trying
to find
so we know
organizations
we can serve
options
or
a large resources
range
of
working
but
help them
the individual
with financials
and family
planning
lays low
next
low and
five please
moderate and actually fairly close to
median
income the final is a single
in term
person with quality
the project
qualifying children
benefits
and again
this is
40
really
a 3,000
again from
our
elected officials and
very much
any of you
who
are on the
living
webinar
page in
Coon
who
are
working
with
elected
or working
elected
official
family
and
I
they want to see a
always reckon
project
demand
that
focus said
that
was
take
a look
at certainly
at the IRS
for the business
web
community
side
for
specific
table
as well
as
and
employees
and very deep
and
detailed
information
for
consumer
information
on
these
groups.
So
guidelines.
For business,
we really
next slide.
Focused in
on
the advanced
income
tax credit,
educating
employers.
And what is
the
max
providing
premium credit,
free tax
credit
that people
corporations
can
receive
for employees
so
who are
involved
in our
it's a married
project
couple with no
so
business
qualifying
to get them children
that is
it.
as a benefit.
$457.
We provide $1 by the financial education handbook to employees. And we know for business, once that qualifying child really going to file three support thousand their stable plus dollar workforce. Two or more employees or qualifying children, they're going to see an increase in their 5,000 paycheck and plus if they use dollars utilized in the advance. And for three income tax, three qualifying children, we know 5,600 plus based on plus dollar on cost. So it's up here in our very Portland metric, significant Portlandarian source, and I'm guessing additional cost income also looks for working more around families. Around married couple in the country that for this, but particularly anyone where between their children, 150 qualifying 15 and 300 children in the 150 family, $50 is charged to provide us to prepare tax, substantial taxes for amount of people by become private preparers for working families. So we really try to emphasize next slide to employees to utilize the free tax help through AARP tax save. So with that, I'd like to introduce Oregon, Lindsay McBride, who will hand very much all the encourage business for people to effective on our avoid refund family economic vacation loan, security product loans, and those are the loans that consumers, low-income consumers
hi there.
Often take.
Thanks for
on their
having us.
Tax refund, and those are typically
related to the business
old
perspective
people.
I'll
put that in quotes.
How we
through they're getting
designed in
Texas
and built, prepared by program,
paid for, prepares.
Our goal,
and oftentimes,
was certainly to be
refunded,
reaching
anticipation
out to
pension loans,
employers,
and have outrageous rates of
a way to
interest. So
maximize how we
want to
could reach working
encourage
people
to, again, look at the free tax assistance. And then finally, we knew we wanted to do more around that financial education resource and directing consumers to where they could find good, reliable information that would help their family. Next slide, please. I want to invite Nicole in just to talk a bit about consumer perspective as well, because she's really been our expert in terms of doing outreach to consumer groups in a variety of settings. And over the course of the past year, Nicole and our other team of interns here have communicated with probably over 2,700 consumers out there in the community.
Good morning. I had a chance to reach out to different populations at farmers markets, seniors at farmers markets. I've had a chance to speak to working families at employment places, and also at Department of Human Services departments where folks were receiving benefits. And I've had, of course, that chance to just people who's here
that are
exactly in the, what was the best way
business
to get this environment
as an
employee
or people that are in
message out to them
non-profit,
and they would
profit, not say, well, this profit,
this particular
organization,
peace
station
doesn't speak
and
to me, I don't
one of the
understand
the things
this,
that we
and I could
really found
really relate
this is a
to them because
quote
as
from
just my
self
assistant
director of a successful non
from
profit organization
utilizing
station
no service in
here
in
the Portland
well. So I had
and
I
really
also
appreciated
the chance
to
take out
the tools
out
we could come in with
marketing materials
in terms
and have them review them before we
their employees
actually
from that
principal range of them off like
minimum wage
our bandage
all the way
and our
up to about $22 to $23 an hour.
Our finding
that
financial hand
this organization
handbook is
that range
well
and that if we
thanks, Nicole.
We could come in and provide
so on this
material
slide
and direct them to
hopefully it's
resources
chance to see, you know
that it was
essentially
going to be
kind of the
an additional
elements of how
burden
we put together
on
the project
on the business
and I have to say
the organ
Nicole was really one of those key people because as we developed new materials got them through she was really the on the ground person who tested them with consumers and gave us the input to know well this piece seems to work really well for people but folks have a lot of questions about this other piece and we might want to look at a different kind of design or a different kind of approach. So again, you'll see some of the kind of key points in terms of the design and implementation. And next slide, please. And Lindsay will talk to us about the details of the implementation.
So just briefly from the previous slide and this slide, the graphic includes what we call a tell-a-friend card. We have created them in English, Spanish, and Russian. They've been hugely utilized and very popular, very effective, we think, really tapping into that issue of the most powerful recommendation is from to someone that permit you promote and know, and so make this one that you turn information trust and available. So that if we could be in front of really critical people, critical part of, and give our program that program design information, and whether or not they use it, we encourage them to pass it on, and we think that was very effective. So
look at it.
So as a key screen, overall
to the project,
all snapshot.
And Lindsay did a
shot.
A great job.
You can see the
defining and talking
from
about how we
this slide
pulled in
that we
can
be target
business engagement with the
and
we're project
able to work.
We also built the
West
project around consumer
over 500
and I know
consumers.
That's a really
and that's
really critical
to the
interest
the free
that people
tax
have around
preparation
in the country
in that
we look
at Multnomah
market
county
mobile
and mobile team
from providing
was able to
and
to provide
doing educational
different
work.
Site.
And the thing I have to say that
around the county
we did
county
right
we've
in the beginning of this
worked
project
with
3 years
ago
was
50
to be
two lawyers
consumer focus group
that
group,
cut
across 30 consumers
again
consumers in those
both that
groups
at
and they really
for profit
gave us their
and not
input
for profit
and their ideas
nonprofit
so we asked
so
some basic
sector
questions like if we were to talk to you about EITC.
So
what's the best
you know,
way to do
we really
that?
Try to do,
how do we convey issues around
target with
the paper
in our own
work involved
community
involved, all that kind of information. And they really came back and provided us a solid foundation of how to build this project. And very quotable thoughts as well. You can kind of see some of the quotes there. In particular, I remember one of the people who was in our focus group was a single father with 5 children. And he was really the person who said, I know that $50 or $60 a month are in my paycheck. It wouldn't be a lot for other people, but for my family, it makes a big difference. And that was one of the really key, that gave us some of our, I'll call them marching orders, to move forward and to be able to convey to people, you know, when you get advanced earned income tax credit in your paycheck, it really makes a huge difference. So our project focuses on earned income tax credit and claiming that when people file taxes. But we also focus in on the advanced earned income tax credit. And again, I'll call your attention to some of the marketing materials
where
that you're
going
to see throughout the program. And this
all within
particular
in the demographic that we're trying to
cover
to reach.
The shot that we have is
where are they working?
Our financial
what kinds of
planning,
the jobs,
opportunities
are they doing
for people of all
do they
fall income
fit within
guide
and the
what it is
a spread
the whole
head
resource
of the
guide
minimum wage
for where to
age to the
find
the top
information
dollar that makes sense
on free
when it comes
assistance
down to
for financial plan
planning
for people
qualifying
people living on
for
a low
and different credit
moderate
income
so we
funds and
really
benefit
spent a lot of time researching
and we
finding
also wanted the resources cut across
because again
sector
and that was something
so
that came up.
So I think we
focused.
We were able,
people
to do that. Reach
were proud
out to
what if they're earning
those 50
things they knew
plus
they weren't earning a lot.
Employers
their money
and then
you know managing
we all seeing
their money.
So we
did give them a
specific
sense of
practically on
pride, but
site
they had challenges trying to find
probably 20
organizations
5 plus
or resources
work.
The
place
would help them
locate
with financial planning.
And that would
next
include
slide, please.
If we could be on site for a certain employer or if we could find a location
the project
location
benefits
in the community.
This is
community
really
that
again from
was going to be
our elected
conducive
officials and
to
many of you
bringing people
who are on the
ball from
webinar
from an employer
who are
there or
working with
the surrounding neighborhood
official
neighborhood to a location.
They want to see a project and
so
with it that
was
a certainly
become pre
for the business
comprehensive
community
approach
and as well as employee
next slide
and please for consumer groups. So for business we really focused in on the advanced income tax credit, educating employers, providing free tax preparation for employees who are involved in our project, so businesses get that as a benefit. We provide the financial education handbook to employees, and we know for businesses that's really going to support their stable workforce. For employees, they're going to see an increase in their paycheck if they utilize the advanced earned income tax credit. We know based on costs here in our Portland metropolitan area, and I'm guessing costs will look similar around the country for this, but anywhere between $150 and $350 is charged to prepare taxes for people by private preparers. So we really try to emphasize to employees to utilize the free tax help through AARP Tax Aid and Cash Oregon. We very much encourage people to avoid refund anticipation loans, and those are the loans that consumers, low-income consumers, so often take. So the outcome of the project on their check, tax refund each year, and those are, we go back typically to our Board of County Commissioners and old and typically people, probably in this, put that in quoting when we're votes, asking additional, they're getting taxes for funding prepared by for the project paid for projects, so prepares. So we fund, and oftentimes this project goes check with a refund combination of anticipation funds and loans, but can have out. This lets outrageous folks know we have rates of county general interest, so fund. So tax, we want to tax there, encourage people dollars. So we have, again, look at the community service, tax services, block assistance, block grant. And then finally, as an input, we need to the project. We want a project to do more. We around that also have financial education, a private resource foundation and funding that's directing can come in from the consumers to Safeway where they could foundation my good, and we have good for a lot of Starbucks. I will information provided us that would help their family with some resources. Next slide is please. For providing program services. So each year when we go back to our board, the commissioners, we talk about what the project accomplished. So in just you'll see the talk of a bit about information consumer from last perspective of last tech well this year, and she's really in to been our 1,000 expert in terms of presented of essentially last spring doing outreach to consumer. But the Green Bar Group, Green Bar on the variety left is really a setting that mobile and team effort, and over the that we talked course of the past about last year with Nicole, what was the average and our adjusted growth their team of income of interns here participate have since we wanted to communicate with who we were served for 27 and 700 get a sense of consumers of out there in what the community their earnings were. So we know.
Good morning. I had a chance to reach out to different populations at farmers markets, to like seniors at farmers markets. I've had a chance to speak to working families at employment places, and also at Department of Human Services departments where folks were receiving benefits. And so I've had a chance to just hear exactly what was the best way to get the message out to them, and they would say, well, this particular piece doesn't speak to me, I don't understand this, and I could really relate to them because just myself had just came from utilizing those services as well.
Federal so I had poverty income guideline.
I've
was
also had 18,000 a chance to take out
310
out
for a three person family
marketing materials.
We know we're
have them
above that
review them
in this
before we
project, which we was very important to
actually
the Red Bull
Princess Bar was the
Moth Light
Centers,
like
our band
site where we
centers in our
pays and services for cash or
was it
again, and then the Gray Bar was
our financial hand,
so
and cash or book
as we can cite and well Rockwood that we help fund.
Thanks Nicole,
very low. So on this low income slide neighborhood and love Rockwood, hopefully, so we knew we had to see we were out there, you know, with the population, it's really kind of the elements of how we wanted to be put together serving the project. Next, and I have to say, slide, please. Nicole was really one of those key people because as we very developed new, very importantly, materials for our Board of Commissioners, the commissioners, they wanted, she was wanted to know what really the benefit was, the autos for ground consumers, the son who, and so we tested them what we could give consumers, then the source, and overall gave us federal recent input, fun to know, well, this 60 seems to work 100 and really well, 76 for people, but 1,000, but plus folks have a lot of dollars, the questions about average, about this other refund, a piece of 1,200, we want 100 plus, I want to look at it for how the different kind of goals, design, and again, different kind of, and you see the approach, the three. So again, kind of contrail content area, see some of the kind of key, the different key points and sites where the terms of the disservice was signed and offered implementation. So again, and next for the slide, please. The county investment in this project and turn Lindsay will about a one talk to 10 just about leverage the match and detail terms of counts of the county dollar implementation. As we totally
so just briefly from the previous slide and this slide, the graphic includes what we call a telefriend card. We have created them in English, Spanish, and Russian. They've been hugely utilized and very popular, very effective, we think. Really tapping into that issue of the most powerful recommendation is from someone that you know and someone that you trust. So if we could be in front of people and give them that information, whether or not they use it, we encourage them to pass it on, and we think that was very effective. So as an overall snapshot, you can see from this slide that we targeted and were able to work with over 500 consumers, and that's specific to the free
fund amount for
tax for consumers. Preparation in that the Multnomah County mobile team was able to,
the other thing
to provide
we,
it at different
talked to our Board of County Commissioners
about
around the county and
county.
Oregon is certainly
worked
considering with the legislation at the
50
state level
the employers
on regulated getting refunded
that
anticipate
cut action
loans
across.
We knew
again
both that we saved
both that
consumers
that for-profit and not
preparation
for profit
fees
at non-profit but those
in this
sector
slide we just called it an average of $200.
So
it's not uncommon for
we really
consumers to
try to
tell us they do been charged at $350
target with
to get their
in our own
taxes
community
at a pay
where
foresight.
Are
so we
the
calculated
people within in the demographic
we believe to be
traffic that we
need to save
we're trying to
tax
to reach
operation fees and then
very
clearly
are they working
no reaching
what kinds
of unanticipated
jobs
the patient loans
are they doing
with this thing
do they
free tax
fit within
the system
in the spread ERP
guidelines
of the
IRS
minimum wage
guideline
age to the
we
the top
offer no
dollar that
no refund
it makes sense
as a patient
when it comes
loans.
Down to
so we
do
saw that as
a
savings
qualifying
the consumer
for
this as well
different credit
so you'll
get
see that
funds and
data on the
benefit
slide there
and we also wanted to
slide, please.
Cut across sectors. So
final
so I think we
slide.
We were able,
able
to do
basically
that
reach at all
you know, to
those figures
50%
up
plus
to
employers.
But overall
and then
impact
and we also
the project
so we're
which is
specific,
very
specifically on
the $900,000. So again I mentioned 1 to 10 match. That was a from memory I should have said 1 to 12 match. Our county general fund in the project last year was $72,000. So again, going back to elected officials and talking to community members and businesses, this is the kind of language we use. This is the language that people speak in that business world. And so knowing that for an investment, there's a match is incredibly important for a project like this. Next slide, please. We evaluated the project as well. That was a key thing for us in August and September of last year. We wanted to know what the businesses felt about the project, what their on-site tax preparation experience had been like, how many numbers of employees that had enrolled in the advanced EITC
site with
ideas,
probably 20
for workplace,
5 plus
financial education
work
sessions
place
because again
location
we knew that
the
best place
and that would
to reach people
include
about financial education within
we could be
workplace
on-site. For a certain
and what
an employer
the recommendation
or if patients
were
we could
for the project
find a location
so we
in the community
came out with a
community
evaluation
that
we're actually
was going to be
able to
conducive
to incorporate
to bring
all the
bringing people from an employer
for the current
year or
year 20
surrounding neighborhood to a location
and have that reflected
so
it in
was a pretty
being able
to comprehensive
we see
approach
the Safeway Foundation grant to really focus next slide and on that financial education piece. So tying the outcome into the project, each year, consumers using we go back to tax back to our Board of Prep, County Commissioners, and typically in this refund spring when we're well, asking it is original, really bundled then funding to being for the project able to offer projects. So some we fund refinance this project education with a competition session, combination of funds. So we're pleased about moving this moving forward. Folks know that initiative we have today. So County General, we felt a fund, like we really so tech honored the recommendation tech fair $8 paid, and then we have a community services like that talk grant content to move forward as an income forward assigned to the project. So next we applied. Also have a private foundation and Nicole funding that we'll talk about come in from the again Safeway Foundation, some of the outreach, and we have reach and Starbucks. Some of the actually content provided us that have been at these with some different resources, programs and sites for providing funding program services.
It was a great opportunity to go out to some of these summer food programs where children from various different locations at Portland Parks and maybe apartment complexes where they were feeding children for free. And I had a chance to speak with their parents and site coordinators at least twice a week throughout the summer, letting them know early on about tax benefits and other resources. So for the most part, I know it seems quite early. Some folks were surprised at me coming out, but very, very excited that they would have a jump start on that. The farmers market, again, I visited on the weekends talking to a variety of different types of consumers from seniors to families. So each year when we go to single, back to our board, the commissioners, people, and I had a chance about to with the project accomplished. Get the accomplished. So feedback you'll see from different folks when
information
I was
from last tech
giving
this year and
out the, in to tell a friend car
that we heard.
And folks essentially said, well,
last spring.
I might lose this because
but the
green bar on the early on
left is really,
and so that mobile, that's when I
came effort
came up with
that we talked
about idea with the team.
What was the,
to
the average
to develop
adjusted growth,
a magnus
income of
it,
participant
with,
since we wanted to
see this image,
who we were serving,
using this
thing, and
woman's
get a sense
image
on
there, because
what
their
earnings folks were. So
because
we know
consumers said
federal,
they really, really
poverty
and collided and
guidelines
really
was
identified
18,000
with her
and 310
felt comfortable
for a feasible
so
person family
folks
said
that they would
we know we're
be willing
to above that
put a
mat
in this
project,
up
project which
reminds
us very
important,
important
to
the red bar
used
bar was the
utilized
voice center site where we
the service
pays
and
services
and
for
remember
cash or
about
again and then
the
gray bar
the
E was
ITC
all these so Cashroy second site and
thanks
to Rockwood that we helped next slide fund please very very low income next neighborhood and the next Rockwood set a slide so we knew we were gonna see we were out there high with the pop highlighted in relation the yellow back the background we wanted to be and serving. And we did this next because Nicole slide please we are gonna trade off a little bit in this. But we wanted to show you, very importantly, to some of our Board of Commissioners, they want reach and how to know what the how to benefit, what we frame was for some of the consumers, content for consumers, we could give them this overall federal refund total, $676,000+, average refund of $1,200+ for households. And again, you see the three kind of content areas of the different sites where the service was offered. So again, for the county investment in this project and return about a 1 to 10 leverage and match in terms of county dollars as we totaled up these the refund amounts for consumers. Next slide, please. The other thing we talked to our Board of County Commissioners about, and Oregon is certainly considering the legislation at the state level on regulating refund anticipation loans. We knew that we saved consumers tax preparation fees. In this slide, we just called it an average of $200. It was not uncommon for consumers to tell us they'd been charged $350. Doing to get their, showing taxes stuff. It's often doing at a pace off and showing foresight. Knowing we want it, so we let's calculate. You see, stated the way what we believe to be typically the safely are taxpayer out in the federation field. We and then we go to very clearly different can say no reason, Head Start fund into Head Start program, patient loans with the free tax, our DIP assistant, Department of Human and Resources, ARP's guidelines, offices here in IRS Portland's guidelines, and have we an opportunity to offer no, to present a refund to consumers as a patient. So these next loans, yellow, so we still highlighted all that as the slides are not savings, so much around the consumer program as well. Management, but really that's really about data on the slide there. How we talk our talk in next rooms of working with slide, please, consumers. So we start this final slide we show, and basically ask Nicole and I at all are presenting to those figures together just up to say have an overall, you know, the impact that money management, the project management, which is very close to $900, very strong $1,000 focus for dollars. So again, a lot of, and I mentioned working families, 1 to 10 families in match, that was, and really from memory, again, it was, I should have said that 1 to 10 is foundation 12 match, national work, and very true that our focus group county participants let us know they fund, and they needed money. The project money management last year was information, $72,000. They recognized that they didn't earn a lot. Again, going back to elected officials that told and talked, having in the community information numbers and really key businesses to being self-sufficient kind of for them. Language we use. So next slide. Language that people speak in that business world. We bundled, and so the financial knowing that education for an event program investment into 3 months. There's a math module, which is the handling tax benefits. Module 2, basic banking and credit, and then finally debt management, because that's a very hot topic right now in our economic situation. Debt management is really important for people who are earning low or moderate income. Next slide, please. We talk about tax benefit programs, and really as much as possible just try to put it in a plain, kind of plain spoken format. It's oftentimes complex information, but we've worked very hard to get it in a format that's understandable for people. Next slide, please. And you'll see, this is one of the slides we use. Helping people maximize their paycheck, understanding that federal form W-4. We get lots of questions about it, and IRS has been particularly helpful. Incredibly important, important for a project like in this. And next slide, provide, please. Helping us with information and support in terms of talking with consumers. We evaluate consumers, but the project's really checked as well. The key for that was a key consumers thing for us in August and September. To take September power over their situation when last year we are completely one of those W. We wanted to know what four forms of the business, make sure that this felt that they have about the project, what their proper on-site amounts of tax preparation, you know, experience, dependents, if they've been claimed, liked, and how did they get money enrolled, that information correct, and numbers of, and again, with employees, consumers, we did enroll, focus, bold in the event on having advanced and then go to the ITC, the IRS website, which is ideas, very expert, workplace, financial, very used, education, user-friendly sessions, because again, so we knew that we tried our best place to reach people, get consumable about consumers, financial education, comfortable within going to the IRS workplace, IRS website, and using that. And what that site, the recommendations. The other conditions were a key thing is for the project, Oregon Dex. So we has a, came out with a fairly high valuation income tax. We're actually, so we are able to always incorporate, remind all the employed workers in Oregon, even though for the current, they might be year 20, earning a very 10, very low wage, and have that reflected, they will fit in likely being able to be impacted by or receiving income, the Safeway income tax. So the foundation of the tax grant, a real tip that we really focus and keep pointing out is on that fund representing financial education consumption peers. So next slide, tying into consumers using free tax. We perhaps developed a sheet utilizing and utilizing the refund. Well, handover is to really bundle. Lindsay at the end, this point to being talk a little able to offer a bit why we some developed refinancial this sheet, because it was we had an interesting background to how this came about.
I would just add relevant to this particular piece, our observation certainly included the reality that people are intimidated by the IRS. They're scared of it. Oftentimes they feel like, well, I have a little bit taken out of every check. I'm just going to leave well enough alone. Maybe I'm not going to file, et cetera. And I think overall we've realized that for so many people that fundamentally that ends up costing them money if they were eligible for a lot of these different credits and refunds, deductions. And we've been told that it's really critical when someone is a student education in their applying for,
so we're pleased,
certain kinds
about
of
moving forward with that initial initiative. So
we felt financial
like we really
aid
honored the
recommendation. They haven't filed their
and
then sort of behind the eight ball and
that
their ability
content
to demonstrate
to move
that
forward.
So they have been paying
slide
taxes
services, et cetera.
So, and Nicole will talk about one of the approaches
that we
some of the outreach
were able to
reach and
to develop.
Some of the
is what
content
we call
that have
a worksheet
but at these different
and
programs and sites.
This is a great tool for us. Opportunity for us. We've shared it around to some around the country. We've got summer food, great food program feedback. We're children on it. Children from various different our current locations, colleagues, as well as Portland consumer partners. And with our goal of maybe trying to figure apartment figure out how to complex it takes where they resist, cheating children, changing complicated and free information, and I make it a kind of chance accessible to speak with their parents, create a tool and that some site coordinator then use at least twice a week throughout. They sat down the summer down to do their own letting taxes and them know that they go to a private early on to print on about their about they're working on tax with it benefits another say with the family sources family member so or for if they're for the most part able to I know it take advantage seems of quite early tax early preparation some folks in for so surprise that we coming out we're really challenged with presenting very complicated exciting information but trying to do it in a would have a way that that was a jump start on that. The farmers market, again, I visited on the weekends talking to a variety of different types of consumers from seniors to families to single people, and I had a chance to get the feedback from folks when I was giving out the tell-a-friend card, and folks said, well, I might lose this because it's so early on, and so that's when I came up with the idea with the team to develop a magnet with this image, using this woman's image on there, because folks, the consumers said they really related and really identified with her and felt comfortable. So folks said that they would be willing to put a magnet up to remind them to utilize the services and remember about the friend, the ELE, ITC. And from everything we've heard, we did
next slide.
Pretty good job of that. And I think Janet,
the next
can also
put a slide here.
So
you're going to see highlighted in the yellow background.
Remind
and
folks,
and we did this
that all of
because Nicole,
these materials are available
on trade off
on our little bit in this website.
But we wanted to share
somebody
show you
wants to
contact outreach and
us by
how we
how email we can
we frame
and
some of the
provide
content for
them as
consumers.
PDF,
etc. Doing, you know, showing as often doing it
through as well.
Stuff and showing.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
We want you,
Lindsay,
to let you see Nicole the way. Did you have any? We think typically ads typically are do next slide out in the field.
Slide,
I think build we
next slide.
Yeah, we go to do
next slide.
Different you know, Head Start program.
I just wanted to add
our
to what
Department of Human
Lindsay said
resources
said often
offices here
in
Portland
consumers
and have
our
really opportunity
to
present
a terrified
consumers
side and
so these next
they feel like
yellow
they're not
well highlighted
qualified
slides are not much around them
because
most program
most of them use
management
the,
but really about
a pay
out
how to prepare
how we
and
talk our
here
talk
on,
and
on this
in terms of working with
the
consumer
slide it demonstrates
so we
how
start this
on the back of this
slide
particular
show and
form, we go
and Nicole and I
to definite
are presenting
definitions and
together just
we haven't broken
to say
down so that, that just the basic
you know the
person
that money
man anyone
management
can look at
is a very,
kind
very strong
of self
focus for
identify
a lot of working families
where they
families
and fall
and really
and then
again it was
this
foundational work and very true the focus group participants let us know they needed money management information they recognized they didn't earn a lot but that having information is really key to being self-sufficient for them. So next slide. We bundle the financial education program into three modules, the handling tax benefits, module two, basics of banking and credit, and then finally debt management, because that's a very hot topic right now in our economic situation. Debt management is really important for people who are earning low or moderate income. Next slide, please. We talk about tax benefit programs, and really, as much as possible, just try to put it in a plain,
at that point,
in a plain, they can spoken map format,
maximize
it's there. Oftentimes, tax complex
refund
information. Right. We worked and very hard, again, to get it in a more kudos format that the IRS understands. Some is workable for people. Worksheet, our local partners, slide please, here at IRS, Kathy Howell in particular, and Amber Ernest. You'll see, this is one of the slides really we assisted in putting, helping people together these whole materials, maximize, making sure they're correct, check, effect, helping, understanding them, help that, fiddling us up a form to update every few 4 years, or we get a lot of change, lots of changes, questions about it, they're really the IRS have been the experts, particularly, and they've really helpful in the, and go to clarify people, find, and for making, and all this, provide, kind of calling us with content, information, happen, and support in terms of the terms of tax benefit, talking with consumers out there, consumers, but it's really consumers, key for consumers, life, please, to take power over their situation when they are completing those W-4 forms.
This is
make sure that
sort of the,
that they have
a fold out
of their proper
shot of
amounts of
this work,
you know,
sheet that we
dependency
created,
claimed,
and
that they get
part of
that information
are
correct.
And
again, with
mission,
consumers
was to
refocus,
really lay
in on having
out
them go to the IRS website, which is
people that are
very expert,
filing,
very
as individual,
friendly. So we really
and
only try to
for people
to
that
get consumers
a family
comfortable with going to the IRS,
that we
IRS website.
Wanted to be
using that
clear that
website.
There are
the other
benefits.
Key thing is
within these
that Oregon
program
has a
fairly
high
meet needs of both of those populations. If you file individually or if you file as a family unit, and a lot of the focus of these benefits, the greatest benefit is certainly for people that have worked that have children in our household. So we really try to emphasize that, and that in addition is shown in this layout. And we've, again, through sort of focus groups and passing around the materials as they were developed in draft form, we got a lot of feedback, and we really moved toward this format where there's a question that sort of softens that opportunity to talk about some of these issues that are personal and private and complicated. But
income tax,
again,
so we
do it in a way
always
say that
remind workers in Oregon,
this becomes,
even though
becomes a tool,
they might be
tool
earning a very,
when
very low wage.
We open it up when we go,
they will
over it with
likely
somebody
be impacted
when we're
did by Oregon
giving them
income
something
tax. So
that's
the tax.
It's a
tip that we
sort of
keep pointing
an icebreaker
out is
bigger in a
representing
way
at a consumer.
It allows us to have that
next slide,
that conversation, and we can go through. Through in this format,
we
and identify things
a sheet
that may be
and
relevant
kind of,
to that group or
hand over
individual
to
such as
Lindsay
at
this point to talk a little
bit there
about why we
employee
develop
and their
the sheet
are retired
because it
meant benefits
often an interesting
word through their
background
employer
and how this came
up there
about
student if they have children that they're paying toward
I would just
their child
and
add relevant
ongoing
to education,
this
etc.
Particular
piece.
So,
again, this has been an observation. Certainly includes very effective the reactive reality format for that for us. People are intimidated.
Next slide.
By the IRS, they're scared of.
So,
give it often
in our
oftentimes
presentation,
they feel like
we remind.
Well, I'm a little bit taken out of every
and talk
of check. I'm
about
just going to leave what
advanced earnings
well enough alone.
Come text
on, maybe I'm
credit.
We're not going to
have these
file
outreach
brochures
we've
and
developed on
IRS.
Has
I think
excellent
overall
material
we've real
out
now. Realize
now
that for
on advanced,
there's so many
turned
income
to
people
tax credit
that.
We also bring copies of the federal form W-5 so that when we're doing consumer presentations, people can actually hold that form in their hand. Take a look. We can respond to questions. They can read the brochure. We have all the materials translated into Spanish and English. We have a large Latino population in Portland, so we try to make sure that we're meeting the needs of the consumers who are in our receiving our outreach and our community education approach. Next slide, please. Again, it's really emphasizing to the consumer, what's this mean for you? How does this affect my paycheck? What's the benefit for my family? And in Oregon, our minimum wage is $8.40 per hour, so we use this slide to say, hey, you could earn anywhere from Oregon's minimum wage up to $23 an hour and still potentially qualify.
Fundamentally, that ends up costing them money if they were
qualify for the advanced earned and income tax
eligible tax credit for a lot of these different
episode
credits
and that you can
refund
basically
deductions
get $1,800.
We've been told
tax credits
that it's
in the paycheck
really critical
and for many
when someone
family
is a student, student
every
in there
reach out to
applying for
a hundred and
certain kinds
of 50 a month, in addition
federal
income
financial,
so again,
financial
and the
aid
brochure
that if they,
that we
they haven't
filed to them
filed there
then these trainings
then sort of
things really
behind the
aid reinforce
ball and
this is
their ability
information
to demonstrate that
next slide please
they have been paying taxes etc.
And
so
again,
one of the approaches
we mentioned earlier
that we
and I
were able
both discuss
to develop
the free
stuff is what we
have to prep.
We've called
operation
assistance worksheet,
which is really
incredible. This
really beneficial is beneficial to
a great
consumers and employee
tool for our
group.
Plus we've shared,
so that
shared it around
again
on the country,
offered by
three. We've gotten cash or
and
great feedback,
a nonprofit
on it,
but in
from
collaboration with
our
ERP
colleagues
at tax aid,
as well as
here in the Port
Consumerland
area.
And with
we
our goal,
we take
the goal of
mobile
trying to figure gear out how
to
take
business
this changing complicated
community
information
colleges
and make it accessible
community
site and create a
tool
that someone could
literally
then use
travel
out
with
a
laptop
they sat down
computer
down
train
to do their own
prepare
own taxes if they go
and they
go to a private
prepare
to prepare if they're working with it say with a family member or if they're able to take advantage of free tax preparation. So we were really challenged with presenting complicated information but trying to do it in a way that was user friendly. And from everything we've heard we did a pretty good job at that, and I think Janet can also remind folks that all of these materials are available on our website, or if somebody wants to contact us by email, we can provide them as PDFs, etc.
To look through as well. Yeah, thank you, Lindsay. Nicole, did you have anything to add? Could we do next slide?
I think the next slide.
Yeah, next slide, please.
I just wanted to add to what Lindsay said.
Access for people on
often
site.
And
so
consumers are really
people
really
are able to go
terrified. And
they're either
they feel like
work,
that they're not qualified
at their business,
because
most
of them use
at a site
a pay
that's very
comfortable
for them,
and
maybe their child
here
bio
school, on this
school or particular
slide,
program their
demonstrate
child is enrolled in
on the back
they're
of this
in a
particular
a space
form we go
that they feel
to definite
comfortable with
and we haven't broken
all their pairs
down
pairs are.
So that
IRS
just the
trained and
basic
certified
person, anyone can look at this.
We offer evening and weekend
kind of
hours
of self-hours
that
identify
at many
sites
where
they
fall.
So
just to let you know,
and then,
so we're
booked
all the weekends
at that point
in February.
They can
vary and we're going to be out at Housing Authority
there
to build
tax
things here in Portland. Working with individuals and individuals and families. Again, ways to do more to the free tax. Kudos to prep and the IRS. Again, on this work, our tele sheet, our friend, our local card, local partners, which are in IRS, which is available. That's Kathy Hull in English, Howell, and for Spanish in particular, and Russian is, and that's really the number earn a way for our consumers really who are pleased assisted with this service and putting service together these to really material. Tell their making friends, sure they're correct, and just helping spread the word and help out the free thing. Us up taxes at state every year as tax slide law changes. They're really the experts and they've really the other thing and the thing we focus go to peace in on people is like again for making as we do these, all this presentation kind of content happen and educating terms of the people tax benefit about this out there costs or for consumers of the next slide please.
So this is sort of the fold out shot of this worksheet that we created.
And part of our mission was to really lay out for people that are filing as individuals and or people that file as a family, that we wanted to be clear that there are benefits within these programs that meet needs of both of those populations, if you file individually or if you file as a family unit. And a lot of the focus of these benefits, the greatest benefit is certainly for people that have worked that have children in our household. So we really
the refund is shown in this layout. $490 if you take it
to focus
refunded to
groups
participation and loan and your charge quite a bit
passing around on the
get your tax materials assistance.
They were developed
so that developed in draft and draft form
donate for
people.
We got a lot of feedback.
Next slide,
back,
please.
And we really moved toward this format.
And Nicole,
where there's a question.
Nicole's
been sort of
great about presenting that.
slide. Often that opportunity to talk about
really relate
some of these
to this
issues that are
especially
are personal,
working at
all in private bit and
intern
complicated
in the office. Listen,
but
this is close
again.
Do my way.
Do it in a way and say that
a lot of consumers really
just because
can relate
becomes a tool.
Right? Because tool, if you have all those
feet, we open
these on the
it up
on the slide
and we go over it with
four
somebody.
Some folks
when we're
don't really
giving them
get that, but we
something
you
it's
put the
sort of
hours up
an icebreaker
there
in a
most
way.
It people know
it allows us
exactly how
to have that
how much
that conversation
they make
and we can go through
for the week
through in this
week.
Format.
Some people get paid week
and identically
or
by things
or
that maybe
you know
relevant
every
two
weeks
group or
and so
individual.
So this
such as
right here really
as
we hit home.
If there are
500
employees and there are retired
so
retirement benefits. Offered through their
when it matched
employer
focused
their
closely
student
to the total cost of $490, I was able to really make a difference in doing my outreach.
Thanks. Next slide, please. Last two slides. What's ahead? We know we're going to be out doing financial education. We definitely want to reach at least 60 employers in the Portland area with more information about advanced earned income tax credit, the campaign. We know that we want to reach 300 employees to sign them up for advanced earned income tax credit, and we know we want to reach 1,000 consumers for the workplace or site-based pre-tax preparation. Next slide. We will definitely be doing outreach to business associations, culturally specific groups and organizations, and other community groups. They've been a great resource for spreading the word about this.
They have
project
children that they are paying
interesting
toward the
business
of their child.
They're creating interest
ongoing education
from business
and et cetera,
in the
project.
So we also know,
again, this
has
been a
consumers really need this information.
Very
effective
and format.
Our goal is
for us
really to, you know, essentially, next slide, please, double our content and our impacts with presentation consumers and we in the upcoming year we want to find reach consumers, thousands and consumers and talk consumers about the different community advanced earned income tax and agent credit. We have these next slides outreach brochures we've developed and then IRS has and finally this is excellent. This is how to read material out now on advanced to learn more income tax, more about the tax credit project. We also bring COP Commission, this is the federal OUR form WRCommission5.org, so that when we're doing forward slash consumer presentation, CPS, you can actually hold that form, family economic form in their hand, security and project, take a look, and then we can, my contact, respond to information questions for Janet. They can read Hawkins, read the brochure, is here, they're on the slide. We have all the materials, you can see that interpolated information, Spanish, 503, and English, 9-ish, 88, we have a 7, large Latino, 07, no population, and mission in Portland, very happy, so we try to respond, make sure the question that we're, and meeting the needs of the last consumers who are live in our, I think, next slide, and receiving our, just our outreach and our,
thank you,
our community education. Thank you for listening, and next slide, giving us this opportunity. opportunity to present in the webinar.
Thank you so much, everyone. I think you've got an amazing program up and running, and I'm very impressed by how multi-pronged it is and how you seem to have financial literacy and outreach and community outreach and business outreach and all the different things, all the different complex parts moving at once. It's very impressive, and I think it's very educational for the people listening as well, so thank you. Just a reminder to people that you can ask questions in the Q&A box. And at this point, if you do ask further questions, please be sure to specify which presenter that you want to answer the question, or if it's just for everyone, you don't have to specify. We will be doing our best to go through all the questions at the end after all three presentations.
Again,
our next
emphasizing to
speaker
the consumer
is Jackie
what
Wilkes.
What does this mean for you?
Withers.
How does this affect
the executive director of
paycheck,
the Center for Financial
what's the
Independence
benefit for my family
and innovation
in our minimum
company?
Wage is
$8.40
I will let her per hour. So we
introduce
this slide
to herself.
I to say
an organization.
Hey, you could earn anywhere from
excellent
from Oregon's minimum wage
presentation.
Up to $23.
Thank you, David.
An hour.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jackie Wilkes Weathers, and I'm with the Center for
Potential
Financial Independence and Innovation.
Apply for the advancer.
We are
income
a
non-profit
organization that
serves that you can
Georgians
basically
with disabilities
get $1,800. Plus
their family members,
tax credits,
caregivers,
and the patient
service
tech
providers.
And for many families, that might average out to about 150 a month in additional income.
My presentation
so again,
today
and the
is going to give
brochure,
just a real
that we
brief
provide to them
overview
and these trainings
of the
things really
organization
reinforces this
because
information.
Everything that we do,
next slide,
do is related,
slide, please.
Related to asset building
and
for people with disabilities.
Again,
and
we mentioned
earlier
and
the earned income tax credit is really
the free
sort of the
tax
first step
preparation
toward getting
assistance
in there,
which is really
I want to talk a little bit
incredibly
about
beneficial
how we
to
started
consumers
and
employees
and then how
group.
Our
so
programs have expanded over the years and end with information about our Georgia Disability Tax Initiative and our partnership with the Georgia Council on Developmental Disabilities and our outreach efforts within the state to serve what seems to be one of the most underserved populations when it comes to free tax preparation. Next slide. Just a little background. CFII was essentially, it was incorporated in 2007, but our core service, Credit Able, has been around since 2003. Some of you may be familiar with alternative financing programs because your state may, in fact, be one that has an AFP.
Again,
but,
offered by
you know,
Cashore.
Alternative financing
non-profit
programs
in our collaboration with AARP Tax Aid
loans
here in the Portland area.
Technology for people with disabilities.
We take this mobile team
and it's
to
funding that originally came through NICE.
Community colleges, community sites, schools.
Since 2003,
literally travel out with
we've
laptop
process
computers,
over 150
prepared
loans,
and they can
you know,
prepare
for the most
taxes for people,
part,
people on site.
We still have,
so
have about 50% of
people
approved,
are able to go
in the rest.
They're
either denied
work
or withdrawn on
at their business.
And this essentially
or
is a mechanism
at a site
that
it's very comfortable
individuals
for them
can utilize
maybe their child school
to
school or
leverage
particular
funding
program their
to purchase
child is enrolled in
technology.
They're
and that could be
a space
anything
that they feel
from a
comfortable with.
Hearing aid, a home
all their
modifications
or IRS
this
trained
equipment
certified
or an adapted vehicle.
And we offer evening and weekend hours at many
go ahead.
Sites.
So next slide.
So just to let you know, we're booked all the weekends and is in February.
This is an
area, and we're going to
national call.
Be out at health.
I wanted to make
Housing Authority
make sure that I put in
here in
information.
Portland.
Working if you
with individuals
are interested
and families,
or you
families to do
are serving
the free tax
serving individuals,
prep and
individuals with disabilities.
Our telefriend card.
You'll hear.
Which is available in English, Spanish, and Russian is really the way for consumers who are pleased with this service to really tell their friends and to spread the word about the free tax assistance. Next slide, please. The other thing we focus in on is, again, as we do these presentations, educating people about the cost of the tax preparation services and avoiding the refund anticipation loan. And really, that the bottom line is it can cost you $490 if you take a refund anticipation loan and you're charged quite a bit to get your taxes done. So that can resonate for people. And next slide, please. And Nicole's great about presenting the next slide.
I could really relate to this, especially working as
a hear more about
intern
later
in the office.
But one of the things that we have found
to my way
found is
agent
that in doing the
a lot of consumer
free tax
really
preparation
can relate because
many of our
if you have
consumers
all those fees
will actually
on the
use
the, on the slide
their refund
before
to purchase
the system. Some folks
the technology
don't really get that, but we
or to you use it as a down payment.
Put the
payment
hours up
for the purchase
there,
because of a larger piece of
people know
the equipment
exactly how much.
So your
they make
state may be
for the week
one that has an
some people
ASP
get paid weekly or
to find
or
out
you know
can just go
every two
to
Resna's
web
and so
site.
So this right here really,
and
really hit home.
Look up,
home,
up the contact
$500.
Information for your state.
And so
because that can
and
be a really
when it matches
really great
up so
resource
closely
for you
to the total
your consumer
cost of $490. I was able to
go ahead next
to really make
slide.
A difference in doing my outreach.
We
also
begin
next slide
and
please
thinking about how to offer
last two slides what
salary
ahead
services
we. We know we're going to be out doing
our loan
financial
participation.
Education.
And we've really been able to do that.
We want to reach
through
at least 60 employers
expanding
in the Portland
our service
area with more
from
information
that came
about advanced income tax credit.
A couple of different sources.
Campaigns.
And I wanted to
we
just share this with you because
we want to reach 300
some of your
employees
your
to sign
own state
them up for their advance
your
income tax credit. And we know we want to reach 1,000 consumers for the workplace or site-based free tax preparation. Next slide. We will definitely be doing outreach to business associations, culturally specific groups and organizations, and other community groups. They've been a great resource for spreading the word about this project and interesting businesses. They're creating interest from business in the project. We also know consumers really need this information, and our goal is really to, you know, essentially double our contacts with consumers in the upcoming year. We want to reach 3,000 consumers at different community events and agencies. Next slide. And then finally, this is how to reach us.
Partners
to learn more about the
may also
project
be relevant.
It's our commission,
the National
OUR
Disability
Commission
Institute, has
/FCS
a wonderful
it's Family Economic
National
Security
Program
project
called the Real Economic
and then
Impact
my contact
tour
information for Janet Hawkins.
They
is here
have
here on the slide
partners in every state.
You can see that information.
And
information,
are a tremendous
resource.
We have
and
a funding
very,
for
very happy
financial education
to respond
education and
questions.
Homebuyer education
and
from the Georgia, Georgia Department,
slide,
Department of Community Affairs.
Slide, and it's just our thank you.
They contract out.
Thank you for listening.
And again,
and
for
giving us this
consumers
opportunity
that are looking
to present
down,
in the webinar.
Down the road and to the future, a tax
thank
refund
you so much
can be
to everyone. And I
a very first
think you've
step
got
in
an amazing
you know, saving
towards a down
program
down
payment
up and
for purchase
running
a home.
And I'm very very impressed
if you can
by how
that was
multi-pronged it is and how you seem to have
and put together
financial literacy
other any
and
other
outreach
of the home
community outreach
buying and selling
business outreach and
you've
all the different
actually given
things
when a person
all,
an opportunity
all the different
opportunity to
complex parts
purchase an
to move an
asset
wants. It's
where
it's very
they may not
very impressive
have thought in the
and
past that they,
I think,
they were even eligible
it's
or it was
very educational
even
possible for the
people
listening as well. So, so thank you.
Next slide.
We
do work very closely with the Georgia Council on Developmental Disabilities. They have come to see the value in asset building for individuals with disabilities. For those of you that may not be as familiar with this particular subset, what you find is any person who is receiving federal benefits, whether they're welfare benefits or until recently food stamps, Social Security benefits, but there's an income and a resource limit. And that really presents a huge barrier for people to build and save for the future. I think about it in terms of, you know, a car repair. A person,
reminder to
person who is
people,
receiving federal benefits
that you can ask questions
really is only,
in the Q&A
only allowed to
box.
Have $2,000
and at this point,
savings account.
If you do
like
ask further questions,
something that they
please
can
be sure to specify
cash.
Which
if for
presenter
example,
that you
car breaks
want to answer
down and you
the question
need a new
or if it's just
transmission
for everyone, you don't have to
might very
specify.
Well spend that entire
we will
$2,000
be going
$1,000
doing our best to go
to make this
through all the questions
car repairs
at the end
so you can
and after all
continue
three
presentations to and from one car.
Our next
if that is
speaker
is your only
is Jackie Wilkes.
Savings
withers
you're allowed to have
the executive
if you have a your heater breaks in
director
your
of
house
the center
or your
for financial
your air conditioning
independence
goes
independence
out
and innovation
at that point, you have
company
no more savings
and
to
I will let her
rely on
her introduce
and
herself
not create
an organization
that you know
and give
so
her excellent
downward
presentation
spiral of using credit cards the various thank you Dave, other David. I'm good. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jack Outfits. Key Wilkes comes into Weathers at play, and I'm with the Center for Financial Independence through the innovation division. The account we offer what we're are a non looking at nonprofit is not a nonprofit organization at a station the state level it serves, but Georgians nationally with disabilities. How can we impact upon their family policy team members change that caregivers will allow them service to individuals with provider disabilities to save, to become, go ahead to the next self-sufficient. We actually, last year, were one of three of the original VITA grantees. I was telling my colleague, Maggie Hamilton, here just a few minutes ago that VITA's been around for a very long time, but it's just recently been a funded program out of Congress. And so the first year it had $8 million. It's got another $8 million for this tax season, and the hope is that it will continue to provide funding to organizations so they can do greater outreach. We were able to really leverage those dollars, creating a mobile model that I believe has really made a positive impact in the lives of individuals with disabilities and their family members. My presentation today and is going to give us really just a real brief overview of the organization because where I want to focus. Every focus my time that we do is related to on how our asset build model building is for people with may disability a little bit different and different, but vitally applicable and the earnable income tax to credit it varies under is really for popular sort of the first step towards getting there. I want to talk a little bit next slide about how we started. And then how the our asset programs have kind of expanded Georgia over the years of the umbrella under and under which with our information by the program BARD works Georgia Disability Tax Initiative and it is and our fund partnership with the Georgia Council on Developmental Disabilities and working our outreach very close to efforts with the National Disability and Service Institute as I had mentioned earlier. Seems to be to be one of the most underserved next slide populations when it comes to free tax preparation. The goal or the general mission of the Alliance is to build the capacity of funding. Just a little financial background services around an asset. CF Building Organization was essentially well as to raise it was these awareness among disability services and corporate organizations. Created in 2007. One of the but first things our core that we found service on when we started credit aid table pulling together has been around focus around some two groups around asset building is that you had essentially two camps. You had financial institutions or financial service providers that really had no idea how to serve people with disabilities, had no personal, may not have had any personal relationship with a person with a disability, may not have been able to understand that person, no disability sensitivity training. And then on the flip side, we also had disability service providers who were not at all aware of the potential asset building programs that were already in existence, but maybe not necessarily doing targeted outreach to individuals with disabilities. And that went across all of our different programs, three, from some of you financial education, maybe for education, familiar with the alternative program, finance program, and MIMS, because just recently your state may or, in fact, individual be one that development has count an AS pilot P project. But, you know, next slide, alternative financing programs are this Asset Alliance loans for specific was a technology intentionally for people mix with disabilities of people from, and it's from funding that originally came to institute through NISHIN. Next, asset building organizations. One of the things that we 2000 and found is three that for people with disabilities process over 150 employment or loan customized and employment unit is for the most really an part excellent way. We still have about 50 for them to 80% of turn to the work approved force and the rest and to be able to either deny or withdraw create on a livable and this way essentially. Is we invite a mechanized governmentism that government agencies, individuals, including the utilize Department of Labor, the Department of Supplies, Community Affairs, to leverage internal revenue funding, new service to purchase the assistance Department of Technology, Education, and that could be anything. This is from a hearing service, hearing aid, service organization, a home organization, modifications, the Shepherd Center equipment, which is a rehab adapted vehicle, a large vehicle, rehab hospital here in Georgia. Go ahead and statewide and next slide, independent living council and all the independent living centers. Since this is a national call, I wanted to make sure that I put in information if you are interested or you are serving individuals with disabilities. You'll hear more about this later, but one of the things that we have found is that in doing the free tax preparation, many of our consumers will actually use their refund to purchase assistive technology or to use it as a down payment for the purchase of a larger piece of equipment. So your state may be one that has an AFP. To find out, you can just go to RESNA's website and look up the contact information for your state, because that can be a really great resource for your consumers. Go ahead, next slide. We also began thinking about how to offer auxiliary services through our loan from participants. And we've really the business been able to technical assist do that since Project, which is the ADA resource expanding center our services. We wanted to from fund make sure thing that came there really was from a nice couple of days to make different sorts of pieces. Well, and I wanted to share this with the information because that was in out there. Some of your there was your relevant statement tight, timely and through your useful partners. And we may also be relevant. I had a very the National Disability Institute has intentional outreach, wonderful to control consumers and family national members of a program of people with disabilities called the Real Economic Impact Tour. Next slide. They have partners in every state. The Asset Alliance and its record are a tremendous, very, and just really quick tours. That one of the most, we have hands of funding tools for financial education. And I don't want to say ease home buyer because education from the Georgia Department is not even of community of faith, but there's most the tangible, they contract ways tracked out for people to help and start building again, building assets for consumers through that are looking at the free tax down the road into the future, and that sure the earned income tax refund credit can be really is an a very first opportunity step in for even saving people getting towards a making down payment very for purchase very low listing a home. Especially, we have opted to use a mobile model. Many states do this. Ours is designed a little bit differently in that we actually reach out to specific disability organizations that either have people with disabilities that are employed that are working there, or they may be doing employee readiness programs, job readiness programs, or partnerships with the vocational rehab. And I believe very strongly that one of the reasons that our model has been successful is that we use what we have since come to deem our VITA champion. Go ahead, next slide. Actually, if you combine that with these financial education and put together any other of the home buying incentives, you've actually given a person an opportunity to purchase an asset, and where they may not cover this in the thought, and then I'll go back past that they were even through the ineligible Georgia disability or ability to have even definition possible. This we offer the next slide free tax preparation service. We do in work very closely. This is with the Georgia Disability Orchard Council organization on developmental disabilities. Because abilities, they have come to their, see the typically value fully accepted and accessible to that building for and that individuals doesn't with this, people's abilities. Think of accessibility in terms of for physical, those of you accessibility that may not be and not be as well that starts familiarly important with certain that if this particular person who are subset utilized that is a wheelchair. What you need to be able to find is able to at least any get in your person front door who is receiving things, but to also better also have benefits also whether the alternative care formatting. There are welfare definitely benefit forms or that and until recent information at least foods that should be made available social security and break security benefits in large but there's print and in honesty come in a ready resource limit. And that if a person really who is deaf presents, they need a huge bit to be able to barrier for communicate people to, with their tax for bill that prayer so and safe for having the future. And language interpreters are available. And so using this model, we were able to actively engage and empower local disability organizations to plan and implement a VITA program right there in their own backyard. Next slide. Because we are a relatively small organization, our VITA champions are particularly important. Every organization, if it is all possible, and there are a few that just don't have the capacity either, every organization that can has agreed to recruit at least two coworkers to volunteer to be certified as a tax preparer. This year, we actually have some that are focusing more on the, and I think about take the interns. Part of it, a car repair. These VITA a person who would serve as receiving the point of federal benefit contact. It really is only allowed to have 2,000 VITA coordinators. And so if there's any questions about technology, something with technology, it can act if there's any questions, cash, about the number. If, for example, that car breaks are down and you're going to have need a new appointment admissions, we do use by appointment. You might vary appointment only well spending and that entire set of $2,000, to first come to make those cars serve car repair so you can continue the value getting to the champion from one because it's local If that promotes your own notice, the state program savings through their own Share 11 channel have. So if you have newsletters, whether it's their own, your heater organization or breaks, organizations in your house, newsletters, or yours or one, your air conditioner that their auctioning goes a part of. Now, at that point, when you have distribution, no more savings to that place to rely on that are appropriate. And that creates, they have the contact that connects with the local, local news, the downwards papers, and the viral of radio using credit cards. And so we're very, we don't have other, have to try to figure predatory out lending, what is the best outfits, communication comes into play and mechanism. And so in, say, for example, through the Augusta D account, when also what we're our office looking at is located is not only in Atlanta, at a state level, but nationally, how can we, next slide, the impact policy change that will allow the vital individuals with disabilities to save, to become self-sufficient. We actually, last year, were one of three of the original VITA grantees. I was telling my colleague Maggie Hamilton here just a few minutes ago that VITA's been around for a very long time, but it's just recently been a funded program out of Congress. And so the first year it had $8 million. It's got another $8 million for this tax season. And the hope is that it will continue to provide funding to organizations so they can do greater outreach. We were able to really leverage those dollars, creating a mobile model that VITA Champions, I believe, has really are the ones that made a better response, positive, possible for impact of scheduling the lives in the appointment of individuals with disabilities and their this is family members, particularly important. That's really because where I want to focus my time. Transportation is often does on how our become a model pretty significant make barrier, maybe a little bit different and different, but there is certainly a way to ensure to various under for population timeliness of preparing taxes. We have found that the appendix appointments do tend to take away some of the sliding asset of my tax lines of Jordan, but now Georgia, now the MARTA is sort of less is here to the umbrella under which our VITA program, we also program so work have the VITA champions, and it is work fund to ensure from the Georgia that all the council and development clients don't know about abilities, the required documentation, and working patient needed very close to Fowler with the taxes, National Disability Institute, is, which I had mentioned, difficult earlier with the difficulty with transportation. The next thing that we need is to send someone away because they forgot the goal, bring a copy, or the general social mission, security of the alliance guard, or their clients is to driver's license, build the to pass for their city of financial state issued a financial ID services and asset building organization, champion themselves as well as or through to rate their IT awareness person among if they have a disability one provide services to our organization site detection technical assistance. One of the first things, for those of you that are familiar with VITA, there's two options in terms of the filing software, either the desktop tax-wise or the online version. We opt to use the online version because it, in my opinion, is much, much more secure, and we can also log in from anywhere to prepare taxes or to actually submit them. And then these VITA champions are also very well educated and can answer basic questions about filing your taxes. They have information about other sites that might be available if a consumer can't make theirs. And if there's a question that they just can't answer, they know that we found know when we started to contact, pulling together facts within focus our office groups around ask to get set building help for the consumer. Is that consumer. You had essentially two. That camp, that partnership you had with a financial financial institutions is where financial really and service providers. We have really found that had no idea how there is how to serve people ownership with disabilities and qualities and it had actually engaged it. So is not only personal the staff of these disability main organization have had any concerns, but also release some of their relationship with clients. The person with the disability may not have had a couple of the unable to independently understand living center that person is, and they have no disability, have oddly sense of opportunity training for people who want to. And then on the flip side, we also the work ahead divorce or disability who have never service ever been a provider in the workforce, who were to volunteer, not at all here, all aware of the and potential. We take it all advantage of said build this and program and put the programs into work as that was great for leaders already. We've been exist with them to work since work, but maybe not making copies necessarily. We be doing to put them to work targeted at work, answer outreach to individual questions and disabilities, making facilities, children's involved. And that volunteer went across us, have the materials that they all of our need for different programs. And so it really, does become financial education, very the comprehensive, comprehensive program. And mentorship just recently are providing our, not only individual, just the free development, a tax prep account, operation, pilot project. Next slide. This Asset Alliance was an intentional mix of people from financial institutions, asset building organizations. One of the things that we found is that for people with disabilities, self-employment or customized employment is really an excellent way for them to enter into the workforce and to be able to create a livable wage. We invited government agencies, including the Department of Labor, the Department of Community Affairs, the Internal Revenue Service, the Department of Education, disability service organizations, the Shepherd Center, which is a rehab, a large, but also rehab hospital, hospital here in Georgia that they can then them use a statewide down the independent living road. Living council and all that. What's independent? Not in here. Living center and nurse. I won't. The last slide is just my contact information. The business section, technical assistance is since project. How we are, which is the ADA sort of resource furthering center. After we wanted to the building, make sure that, by, that they're really encouraging was people that a nice year, nice mix of people, a project that called. So that the individual, the information development that was in accounts out there was relevant. I imagine some of them and you are familiar, useful, familiar with that. And we also, our program is had a little bit, a very different in that we intend to have national outreach, a 5-to-1 consumers match and family members and of people, one of the with disabilities, potential savings can be for assistive technology. Next slide. So at every VITAS site, we will be asset aligned to recognize very urging and quick and recruitly that one of the most clients of hand to participate will state. And they can, and I don't want to actually say easy to use, see, because their tax refund VITAS is not easy, their IDA, but GA account. Most tangible ways so for people to it can start really leveling average that. That's, so for through example, if the free tax, a person gets a rate back, $500 and the $100 the earned in dollars come tax, and they credit decide that really if they want to is an opportunity, and they meet all the other, even their eligible people making very, very low wage. We have opted to use a mobile model. Many states do this. Ours is designed a little bit differently in that we actually reach out to specific disability organizations that either have people with disabilities that are employed that are working there, or they may be doing employee readiness programs, job readiness programs, and or partnerships with the vocational rehab. And I believe very strongly that one of the reasons that our model has been successful is that we use what we ability criteria since comes in the IDEAM, our IDA provided program champion. They can take that $500, next slide, put it into an IDA account. These, because of the 5-to-1 match, will put in $2,500. The end result is that consumer has $3,000. Let me cover this. So they've left, and I'll go back. Averaged it, the 5-to-1 through them, their tax, the Georgia disk refund, the ability tax initiative. They've now got this $3,000. We have to purchase, offer the fifth, either free tax or a piece of the proper service, technology, preparation, and service, and to buy equipment to start their own ability or business organization. And because they're secondary, typically education, fully accessible, or a down payment. And that's towards the health. Doesn't, no. You know, people think of accessibility. And so our accessibility and goal in terms of organization, physically, accessibility, is that ability, and ever while that's certain, we do certainly important that if we try to get a person who utilizes high to get the wheelchair, together, all of our needs to be able to affordable to at least a building off, getting your opportunity front door, these and overlap, but them, but to also create, have creating a alternative support net formatting for our there are consumer definitely first for form individuals that with disabilities and abilities, their information family member that should be made and care gate available, reversible and break to the bill. They can enlarge and sort of print, break that honesty cycle of CD, poverty, and begin if a person to build who is billed and a staff flyer, they need and to be able to communicate with their tax preparer, so having sign language interpreters available. And so using this model, we were able to actively engage and empower local disability organizations to plan and implement a VITA program right there in their own backyard. Next slide. Because we are a relatively small organization, our VITA champions are particularly important. Every organization, if it is all possible, and there are a few that just don't have the capacity either, every organization that can has agreed to recruit at least 2 coworkers to volunteer to be certified as assets as a tax preparer. This last year we actually have there some that I think are my time focus about focusing more on up any in ways to take part my card of it. Contact information is on this, these VITA slide, champions serve as please the point of call free contact. Give me a call or send me an email. Where our VITA core, you have any coordinator questions, or if you think of, so if something, if there's any questions, ask questions about your technology, the web, if there's any questions about the number. That's it for me, David. People,
thank you so much. Jackie,
appointment.
You do so much amazing work to shine a spotlight what really
first come
is an underserved community, and
the
it's very, very clear that you're having a tremendous impact on their lives and
programs
and that EIT
through their own channel
can be
newsletter,
a broader
whether it's
tool, not
their own
just for getting money into the pocket
newsletters
of,
or ones
of people
that they're
all but
part of
flyer drawing them in
distribution
to a larger
at
net of services and
that are
helping to
appropriate
improve their lives.
They have
so,
the contact
thank you.
With the local
newspapers
and the radio.
Our next
and so
final
we don't
presenter
have to try to figure
is
out
Ms.
what is
Harold
the best
from
communication
the IRS
mechanism in, say, for example, Augusta, when our office is located in Atlanta. Next slide. The VITA champions are the ones that are responsible for scheduling the appointments. This is particularly important because transportation does become a pretty significant barrier, and if there is a way to ensure, you know, timeliness of preparing taxes, we have found that the appointments do tend to take away some of the, well, I didn't get my taxes done, but now the MARTA bus is here to pick me up. We also have the VITA champions work to ensure that all the clients know about the required documentation
the organization
needed
to make
to file their
all of this
taxes
possible. She's from this.
With
spec office,
with the
difficulty
with
stakeholder partnership,
the last
education
thing that we
need
is to send someone
office
away because they
and so
forgot to
so
bring,
I will turn
bring a copy
it over to
their social
her
security
to introduce
card or their
herself,
driver's license,
then to
their
walk through all the great things
state-issued
our office does
ID.
To make this program possible.
The Vita Champion either themselves or
David.
Through their IT
good afternoon, person, if they have everyone.
One provides on
I'd like to say thank David and everyone at OSA and ACF
for those of you that are
for allowing
familiar
me the opportunity to
Vita.
Make this presentation.
There's two options
here
options in
today
in terms of
and I also want to thank all of
filing
the participants
software
out
either
out there
the desktop
for their
top
interest.
Tax-wise
and
especially
on
online version.
I want to thank those that are
we
are involved.
Opt to use the online
just
version,
just like
because
the ones that have just
in my
spoken and
opinion
we've heard
much
totally
much more
about their main
secure
using programs.
And we can also
just
so
unbelievable
login
what work
again from
work is being
anywhere
done
to
in the
prepare
communities
or to
EITC
actually
see and
submit
and its impact on the family. This is so
and then these
powerful.
Vita Champions
and
are also
they could
very
literally present
well educated and can answer
today
basic questions.
I want to provide
about
you to
with on your tax
information.
They have
I know
information.
Know your program. You are been inspired by their programs, and that you want to run out and become involved in your own communities. So I'm going to give you some information today that will help you to begin to operate a program and to help you with resources and information to work in your communities.
Do you want the next slide?
Next slide, please. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's all right.
This is our mission, but I'm going to give you just a snapshot of our organization. As David said, I work in the Wage and Investment Division, which is SPAC part of
about
it.
Other sites
and
that might
it is one
might be available
of four
available if
of our operating
consumer
division.
Can't make theirs.
We provide
and if there's a question
tax administration
just can't
services
answer
to over 100
they
120
know
million
exactly who
in
individuals to contact
individuals
within
who
our office
file the form 10
to get
40
help. For the consumer.
Where the primary source of their income
that
is from
partners
in the wages and investment.
With a Vita Champions
within
is
really this division,
really
I do work in SPAC.
We have found that
I work in Atlanta, which
there
is our
ownership
national
and
headquarters
and
office.
And, actually
and we have
engaged
47
not only the staff.
Local
of these
local
territory
organizations offices throughout the nation,
but also to some of their clients.
We all strive to provide tax education
at a
free
couple of the
tax
independent
corporations,
living center
services.
They have
by partnering with
opportunities
organizations within
for people
in local
who want to
community
re-enter
just
the work
like
force or
in
who have never
Oregon
ever been
on, and
in the workforce
Georgia.
Force.
As Jackie
talked
about
here,
and as you
we take
see our mission
advantage of
is
similar
this
and,
to
and put them to work as great
we're working
leaders
to
improve
the
put them to work
well-being
work,
of individuals,
make
family,
making copies
and
fees, we
community
put them to work answering
next slide
questions,
please.
Making sure that the volunteers. Have the materials
we
materials that they
focus on
they need.
Segments of tax
and so it really,
payers.
Really does become a very comprehensive partnership providing not only just the free tax preparation but also information that they can then use down the road. What's not in here and I won't the last slide is just my contact information is how we are sort of furthering asset building by encouraging people this year through a project called the Individual Development Account. I imagine some of you are familiar with that, but our program is a little bit different in that we have a 5-to-1 match, and one of the potential savings can be for assistive technology. And so at every Vita site,
who is
we will be
especially need our services,
encouraging and recruiting.
We have launched special
clients
initiatives
participate
to reach reach out to these,
and they can,
these unique
can actually
populations.
Use their
for
tax
instance with
refund
taxpayers
to
who have
seed
disabilities
their IDEA account.
We focus on providing specific education about
really
special
leverage that
credits.
So for
and
example, if
how it might
a person get
affect their
back
current benefits
$500
and Jackie's program.
And they
decide
that they want to
stand
participating, and they meet
program.
All the other eligibility criteria in the
whereas
IDEA program.
Rural tax
they can
payers
take that
challenge.
$500
are a little bit different.
Put it into an IDEA
we're trying
account
and to
because of the
provide tax
5-to-1
access
match
to
will
clients
put in $2,500
in. Very, very,
the end
very remote
result
remote areas
is that
the
consumer has $3,000, so they've leveraged it.
Business model
5-to-1
integrated
and their tax
rates,
tax refund,
tax education.
They've now got
free tax
$3,000
and with other
to purchase
strategies,
either therapies of this
promoted by
technology,
our partners, like you've heard,
to buy equipment to start their own
increasing
business
income. Build savings,
secondary
gain and
education,
gain
assets, or a down payment
for
towards a home.
Our mutual family,
and so our
and
goal or
customer
organizationally is that
across the
ever
nation, there
we do
are thousands of organizations like those you heard from who have a common interest and shared commitment that work together in partnership within their communities. They come together to coordinate existing services, leverage community resources, and collaborate to serve our working families. Our 47 territory offices work with over 360 of these local community-based partnerships and coalitions all across the nation. These partnerships strategically link EITC and other credits to asset-building opportunities as a key to long-term economic self-sufficiency for working families. Tech partners with
we tried to
over 60 national
tie together
organizations
all
of
our assets
who
to building our
all have the
opportunity
common
goals and
of promoting
overlapping
EITC
creating
then linking
a support net
asset building
for our
strategies
consumers for
many of
individuals
them
have with disabilities
come
together
to
family members
to form
and caregivers to the
one
they can
such
can sort of
organization
break that cycle
and
poverty
and it's a national
and begin
EIT
to build
PC
and a
partnership
fire and
one of the
keep their
partners
assets.
Is the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities.
I'll stop there.
And
there,
every year
I think
they produce
my time
an
EIT is about
ITC
up any
tool
ways.
Kit with detailed
my
detailed
information is
how to
on this
launch an
slide.
EITC
please
marketing
feel free
campaign.
Give me a call.
Pain.
Or send me
so you can act
an email.
Access that.
If
that to
you have any
have
questions
a beginning
or if you think
in your
something,
community.
After the web
the
webinar.
Center graciously
that's it from
created
me, David.
A website. To
thank you
information
so much,
including
Jackie.
Including the best
you
practice.
You do so much
from
amazing work
the community
to shine
based partners,
partnerships
of the
on
coalitions.
Really,
like you heard,
is an
underserved
community,
and this has
it's very,
been a great,
very clear that you're having a tremendous
tool
impact
for the field.
On their
and I want to
lives and
share it with,
that EIT
with you so
PC
you
can
have
be
access and find
a broader
out what is
tool not
going on
just for
again, in your
getting money
community
into the pocket
and
of
within your state. The slide is that's exposed now is the home page, and if you notice the fifth bullet is the directory of EITC community-based partnerships. There are more links within this website that shares a listing of all of our IRS territory managers and their contact information. Another link within here will take you directly to the coalition contact by state. Once you click on your state, there'll be an Excel workbook where you can then get the information by the city that this coalition or
of people
or partnership is located in.
Drawing them into a larger net of services and helping to improve their lives. So
this is
thank you.
An example of what is contained within the
next and
workbook.
Final presenter
and the tab at the bottom
is
bottom
Ms.
A very
Harrell from the IRS.
This particular
the organization
example
that makes
is old,
all of this
old and
possible.
It's from Minnesota.
She's from the
but it is
Spec
name
office,
the Metro,
the
Cash
Stakeholder Partnership,
Trips
Education,
Assets,
Communication,
Savings, and Hope
office.
And,
and so,
within this
so I will turn
document,
it over to
you'll be able to
her to
find out
to introduce
their
herself,
checked information,
then to
information, strategies,
walk through all
for
the great things
reach,
her office does to make this
what
program possible.
Activities is there conducting regarding
David.
Tax preparation.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And the results.
I'd like to
from that
thank David and any and everyone at Asset Building OS Strategy and AG's XCF activities for allowing and partnering me the opportunity that are make this part involved presentation here today. And I was on the also want to core plan thank all of the planning group, the participants out there. You'll also be for their be able to find interest, find any detail and especially on this activity, I want to thank these those that are in their future involved your plan and just like the ones that have just spoken and we've heard totally about their amazing programs. It's just it's unbelievable information about what we may not be is being the all and done inclusive in the community. It's a place to start. It's populated by our very, very busy spec tax consultants that are out in the field. And they update it before the filing season begins and then again in June at the conclusion. The data is manually pulled from our database and given to the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities to be posted there. I encourage you to visit the site, see what's happening in your own communities, and what organizations are involved. There's so many ACF offices and affiliate organizations and grantees already involved in making a difference. I think you'll be impressed by all the activity across the country. Next slide, please. Last year, our EITC program office created and launched a new EITC improved C site and its impact on the and this is families. This is so the powerful homepage from it. And they click early present EITC and that central, the symbol. And you can today and access it at the website. I want to provide you on the screen there with some information. So now it's easier to know your insurer, your program, that you are all that have been inspired EIT by their program. The workers receive the credit and the credit that you want to earn and run out and deserve and become by using involved the latest in your own tools from community marketing, education. I'm going to and give you some impact return information preparation today that will help you. There are tabs to be tabs at the end or top if you operate a pre-notice program and to help EITU see sent with recentral sources has all this and the tax law and information about EITation BC to work including in your and interact community active EITC assistant to see if a person is eligible for the credit.
Do you want the
tax
next slide
prepared? Your toolkit slide put yet. I'm sorry. It has resources
it's right.
for volunteers at the free tax. This is our tax prep permission site. And, but I'm going to give you just a partner tool, just a snap kit with a shot at the earning of our income tax organization credit provision. Products, marketing tips as a tool. David said I work in the way, and then I do an investment marketing investment division. Vision Express, which is spec, which is part of, which is a customized, and it is one of four of our operating divisions. We provide tax administration services to over 122 million individuals who file the form 1040, where the primary source of their income is from the wages and investments. Within this division, I do work in spec. I work in Atlanta, which is our national headquarters office, and we have 47 local territory offices throughout the nation. We all strive to provide tax education, free tax preparation services, by partnering with organizations within local communities, just like in Oregon and in Georgia, as Jackie talked about. As you see, our mission is similar to ACF. We're working products to improve, that can improve the, and help you, well-being you and of individuals, individuals, your logo, family, and customized community to meet your needs. Next slide, please. If you go to the next page, please. We focus on segments of taxpayers. They were talking, who was talking earlier, especially earlier, need our about services, presenting this to their, we have launched special admissioner initiatives in their areas to reach area, reach out to these unique, important populations of the statistics. For instance, you can, instance, when talk taxpayers to our taxpayers who have consulted disabilities in the field, we focus on, and you can find specific, and also specific educational visit, education about special credits, and our website, how it might right here affect their credit, has a current benefit. Statistics and Jackie's page, his program for each program is each state and I'll state on it. Stand earning income tax program credit program. Whereas next rural side, rural taxpayers challenges are a little bit different, and I want to just we're trying to give you a fine sample to provide tax in the part taxes your tools to kit clients what kind of resources. Resources in those are very available to very remote market. The areas earn income to the tax credit. If you go to the next business model slide, that'll integrate tax education, free tax preparation. There's a wealth with other resource strategies available to use. Promoted by on this web, our partner site, like you can heard, you can see there's. To increase income, build savings, and gain and sustain assets for our mutual families and customers. Across the nation, there are thousands of organizations like those you heard from who have a common interest and shared commitment that work together in partnership within their communities. They come together to coordinate existing services, leverage community resources, and collaborate to serve our working families. Our 47 territory offices work with over 360 of these local community-based partnerships and coalitions all across the nation. These partnerships strategically link EITC and other credits to asset building, article building opportunities, TV communities, TV spots, radio, key to ESA, long-term, and their economic, all available, self-available for efficient, for your use, for working families. Next slide, please. Tech partners with over 60 marketing national organizations who all have a common goal. We're part of promoters, including EI, create ATC and customize their own, then linking products to their individual name, asset building strategy, location strategies, and logo and message. Many of it's really easy to come to use together. I did it in form, and I am term, technically challenged. One such organization, and it's a national EITC partnership. We have a lot. One of the partners, and is I'm just the center have a view for budget and view here of policy priority on these. Some of the and products we every year we have available. They produce an EI earned income ITC tax credit tool that we have a kit with whole volume of detailed information. On how to tax relaunch and related EITC. I'm marketing showing you in camp EITC. You can access that. Most of that too. Of our products have a certain beginning English in your community and other languages. We have the system in a center to seven graciously languagely just create right now. Created a web channel site to house information and come. Including the best thereof practice available is free of from charge the community-based partners and ownership so that we will coalition deliver the solution to you like you heard you. If you'll go to the next slide, please. There are examples also of posters and mail stuffers, and they come in a variety of purposes to meet everyone's needs. So use this as a resource and see what's available and how it may work for you and your community. Next slide, please. This slide will be able to help you when you are ready to order products. You can call, contact your IRS local person, and go to two different websites, one through our IRS.gov or through the EITC Central website from today. Okay. And this has been a great tool for the field, and I want to share it with you. So I want to talk. You can talk a little bit, have a bit about access about, and find out what is our national going on AI in your TC community outreach and which state can within your campaign state. It's the slide is scheduled for January 20th is the 29th. The homepage, so it's stage. And if you notice, the fifth Friday bullet is the direct, and it's a story of the national IT grassroots seeks effort, community based that's partner spotlight. The potentially like more link changing tax credit within this charitable organization website elected by officials that state and local government shares the elements and lawyers and a listing of other interests, all of our parties, IRS in your community, territory, story managed. And then join our content to check information, generate information, extensive media coverage. Another coverage on the link with this day. Then here, then we'll need to reach, we'll take you out and shoot directly sure that every to the coalition guide work contact or claim teams and risk by seize the state. Their EITC is greater now than ever. Once you click with our on your economy, state, there'll be an IRS will work best as to book or make more. You can then more tax and payers may qualify. Get the qualifying information. In 2005 and 2009, due to change of city, the income coalition, and they may not even be aware of it. Partnership is located in. In addition, working families with please. This is an example of what is contained within the workbook, and the tabs at the bottom indicate the various cities. This particular example is old, and it's from Minnesota, but it is named the Metro Cash Coalition for Asset Savings and Hope. And within this document, you'll be able to find out their contact information, strategies for outreach, what activities they're conducting regarding tax preparation, and the results from that. Any asset building strategies, activities, and partners that are involved, who's on the core planning groups. You'll also be able to find any detailed past activities and their future plans. Three or more children may qualify to get more money due to the recent tax law changes. This EITC information seek and put may not put up to be all in 5,650 to place $7 start. It's pop pockets of calculated eligible tax payers. Very busy. Many even more spec or they live tax community state consultant that has a consider out similar state in the field credit. And they this is money to update taxpayers before this can use the filing seat to make their lives and begin lives little ends and then easier again in June at the conclusion. Money they can put away and save the day for a rainy day. That is many day annually pulled from the upcoming RDA 2000 database, 10 filings and given season given to the center with a center for budget check and policy of a box. Priorities tax to be payers posted there. We'll be able to convert their income. Encourage you to tax revisit this funds site into I see what's saving happening in your own communities. And that is new. What organizations are involved? Taxpayers, there's so many must file ACF file offices as an affiliate and claim it organ the credit organization that in orders and grants to receive. He's already involved income tax involved and makes credit in a difference. And that all begins with the awareness of the I think you'll be EITC impressed. And we need all the active partners activity across like yourself, the country, to help. help us spread the word. Next, I'm slide provide all of you to be a part of this national outreach year, outreach day, our EITC program and program office. There are created tools on our website here that are strictly just to help you in preparation for Friday EITC outreach day. Next slide, please. As they had talked about before, but we offer free tax prep, and we've been doing that for almost 40 years. During the past 10 years, our partners have stepped up to host free tax sites and prepare tax returns. And it's just unbelievable how much has happened in the last 10 years. And we owe so much to our volunteers and our partners out there that are doing this work. Last year, more than 80,000 volunteers and new years improved site work, and more than, and this is 12,000 of free tax homepage preparation from an action site, and EITC Central. The IRS, and you guys also can access, has it at the 400 website, 100 IRS on taxpayer green there, assistance center for tax. So now it's payers easier to can ensure and also have that their tax, all the returns prepared. EIT for free. EC eligible workers receive the credit that they several years ago earn and go and deserve consortium by using the software the latest provider tools from launched marketing, new operating, education, and we call it tax return free fund preparation. A person can prepare their tax and transcribe at the time at their own topic and return notice turn using the EIT Internet. See Central, if you has all the follow-up, the tax law, there are information about income EIT implementation and to qualify, including an interactive EIT. And it can be accessed to assist at our website to see if IRS or person is eligible to go for the credit. The tax prepared next toolkit slide please. It has resources. If you or anyone volunteer in your peers, community is interested in the free tax prep identifying where the site located partner toolkits are the kit that offer the earning free tax income tax help credit products marketing tips. These are tools the resources that and then you can market and refer an expert to express which is a customized, achievable 211 is product the United States way can help you, and you can use your logo and customize it to meet your needs. If you'll go to the next page, please. As they were talking earlier about presenting to their commissioners in their area the importance of the statistics, and you can talk to our tax consultants in the field, and you can also visit our website here that has a statistic page for each state on the earned income tax credit. Next slide, please. I want to just give you a sample in the partner toolkit, what kind of resources are available to market the earned income tax credit. If you'll go to the next slide, please. There's a wealth of resources available to use on this website. You can see there's articles, TV spots, radio, PSAs, and they're all available for your use. All right. The next slide, please. Marketing expecting supports press partnerships. Is that shares commitment to enhance where partners the economic well create being a merchant and customize their own products. Many of their individual partners have been locations being instant logo instrumental message and develop it's really easy to some of use these new I did it features and I am technically challenged. A couple years ago we had one of our partners that went to Congress
go on
and helped initiate this. We have a lot of split reasons. The product line sucks. And been some of the increment products we have available in earned income tax credit that we have a working whole volume towards volume of having this savings bonds, tax related. I'm showing you EI on ITC, our tax return. So it was, most will just take our product after in Czech, English, and Czech, and Spanish, English, and other languages. Actually, up as we have apply and have them in up, have a saving to seven bond and language right on just the tax right now. And then, and it's new for this year. And we always thank our partners for their continued efforts in making asset building opportunities available for our mutual clients. For the future, we're currently working with some financial institutions, and we're going to pilot a program this year with debit and prepaid cards. And we hope that we'll be able to introduce that sometime in the near future. If you'll go to the next slide. This is the way the form has changed this year and how you will be able to access direct deposit, their deposit available and free of charge, and also cards, so savings bonds. And we will deliver them to you. The next slide. If you go to the next slide, the picture, please. Here is it. There are examples of savings, also of bonds, so poster be available, and easily, mail stuff here, offers. And they come the next in a variety of places. Purpose. As Jackie has indicated everyone before, that we have offered, and this has been a resource awarded funders, and see what's building by global and converse and how it, and we may work again for you and in your community. Have community. For next volunteer, please, income tax assistance, and as this well as it'll be as protectable to tax care for to help the elderly. You when you are ready. Congress ready has approved to order created a product $8 million can call contact and fact your was I appropriated first local first time person in 2009 and the first time and go to two. We're so different. We're so glad that site that one through Jackie was our IRS able to gov. Or through the EI recipient ITC Central website. In 2010, the same amount was awarded, and we are hoping that it will continue to talk to you a little bit each and every bit about our national EITC Outreach Day campaign. It's scheduled for January 29th, so it's just Friday, and it's a national grassroots effort that spotlights the potentially life-changing tax credit. Charitable organizations, elected officials, state and local governments, employers, and other interested parties in your community can join to generate extensive media coverage on this day. The need to reach out and ensure that every qualified worker claims and receives their EITC is greater now than ever with our economy. IRS estimates more taxpayers may qualify in 2009 due to changes in their incomes, and they may not even be aware of it. In addition, working families with three or more children make a lot more qualified for information, get more money due to about the recent VITA Pro tax law program change and the VITA grant opportunities. EITC can put up to IRS $5,657 in the pockets of next eligible tax payers. And then even more if they live in a state. I've got a list that has a list here, similar state credit here for the role. This is money that some of the taxpayers, the local peers can use partners to make their lives a little easier in the community. And money they can, this is, can put away regarding pay and save EIT for a rainy CIA reach and not you've but he heard some upcoming 2010 filing your full exempt examples and of with a simple check house of a box success taxable day payers are in well, their community be able to communities convert their income tax refunds in, so there's into a lot of rice saving goals that spawn funds. organizations, and nations, and that is new individuals this year and volunteers can play within the community. Taxpayers, these are must file some pile possibilities and claim the credit in order to receive the earnings. And don't forget income tax yet that is credit. If you are in and interested in that, all begins with the providing out awareness of the reach REITC. And we need product partners like yourselves to help us spread the word. Next slide, please. I invite all of you to be a part of this national outreach that Reach Day. Partners come and play. There are tools on our web regards site here with a free year that tax prep are strict duration, really just a program to help you out. In preparation, like the outdoor Friday, there's a lot of role EIT roles, the outreach and day. Next slide, likely a lot of options for volunteering as a free song I had talked about before, but if you offer free, you'll go to the pre-tax the next prep, and we've been doing that for almost 40. These are the role years that our IRS checks during the past 10 years providers our partners have stepped up without to host outreach, free tax, IRS sites, and head into care tax data that we return. And it's just unbelievable how much has happened in the last 10 years. And we owe so much to our volunteers and our partners out there that are doing this work. Last year, more than 80,000 volunteers worked at more than 12,000 free tax preparation sites. The IRS also has 400 IRS taxpayer assistance centers where taxpayers can also have their tax returns prepared for free. Several years ago, a consortium of software providers launched a new opportunity. We call it Free File. A person can prepare and transmit their own return using the Internet if you qualify. There are some income limitations to qualify. And it can be can provide access at our web product site at irs.gov. We have information on the state links. Next, and the state slides like credits if you or anyone available in your state community is interested, we can consider conduct work in workshops, identify, I think Jan Fine candidate that where the beginning site located indications are that offer they have free tax of the IRS help, IRS come over and do workshops. These are for the resource clients that you can refer to. We can make sure that everyone 2-1 in the one is communities of the United Way, fully aware of the site locations and hours. Right. The next contact slide information, please. So the specs supports a lot of partnerships that share organization commitments also to enhance or provide the economic welcome. Being of our translate customers, many needs of our partners and the partners have IRS can coordinate and instigate instrumental. There's volunteers helping. They're willing some of them to these new travel features. So we can coordinate on that. A couple years ago, we had one of Link, our partner organizers, the organization went to Congress, to coalition, coalition to initiate this. And split refund bonds. And recently, very, very has been involved in those increment coalitions are instrumental in based in partnership throughout the United States, working towards having this next savings five bonds. As far as the tax on our tax preparation return, so it will just take. Staff to provide the soft acquire actually apply and have a saving provide the bond training for right on the tax return prep and that's new for this year. Assist you and all, and we source, we always think of our partners planning for their and their continued effort in order to launch a site, make making provide technical assistance, and then they'll also support with the community-based organizations. So if you'll go to the next slide, please. I just want to say that we are the IRS, and we are here to help, and we have the products and the resources available for you. So we just encourage you to contact us and count on asset building opportunities. On this slide available, there's for our some electronic resources that are available, and you can also for the future visit our future home where. Currently, page on working with on our website, some site at financialirs.gov, and we're and going since we are pilot are in the final program selling season this year right now with there are a lot of debit and prepaid highlights and cards and changes, and we have we hope information that will be out there be able to now to introduce take advantage that advantage of that sometime that I'm in the near future. Next slide, please. If you'll go to the next. These are some slides. Phone this is the way the form has changed this year and how you will be able to access direct deposit and also savings bonds. The next slide is just a picture of the iSavings bond that will be available easily this year. The next slide, please. As Jackie had indicated before, that we have offered and been awarded funding by Congress, and we can have for volunteer income tax assistance and as well as for tax care for the elderly. Congress has appropriated $8 million, and it was appropriated the first time in 2009, and we were so glad that Jackie was able to be resource recipients for you. In 2010, our local office, the same amount was awarded, we have free our tax help hoping line that it will continue each and every year. There is a lot more information about the VITA program. The most important the VITA program is grant partner at opportunities IRS.gov on IRS.gov. Web address that next is slide please for any potential question that you may have. I've got a list here. You can for quickly roll send us at some of an email the local mail partners and play. Someone will get back in the community issues and you give and this is regarding the information you need to see out outreach and that you've out heard some the information that you need for examples and of and where you're located how did they were successful directly they sit to AR in local their community communities for you if it's just a national so there's a question a lot of roles and then roles that it will be direct organization to our patients and in our office individuals and volunteers can play within the partner at IRS community IRS.gov these are just real and just some important possibilities and these and don't forget that if you are interested in providing outreach our EITC products are free. Next slide please. These are some roles that partners can play in regards with the free tax preparation program. Like the outreach, there's a lot of roles and a lot of options for volunteering at a free site. If you'll go to the next slide. These are the roles that our IRS spec staff can provide. And with outreach, I already had indicated that we will provide you with products, whatever, and we can. If you have information, just information on the Center State Lynn email, the links there, and the state credit. Of course, I'll be happy to help you. That's my contact available and contact information from your state. Information is there. We can conduct work and workshops. I think Jan would be glad, Janet, at the, to help you. Beginning, your answer indicated any questions at all. They have also the IRS come. Now that we're over and we're in the workshop, filing for their season client, and we have a lot of families to reach. We can reach and make sure that everyone in the community, everyone communities that help are fully aware of this, and site locations, reach out to our to those that don't, and hope that you can participate, contact in some information, some small way. Okay. I want to thank you for your attention, a lot of attention, and that's all I have. I hope you have a great provide day. Translate David later. That's all I need. And the IRS,
thank you so much,
can
much Becky,
coordinate
for
if
again.
There's volunteers if
making all,
you're willing
all of this possible.
To travel, so we can coordinate
that. IRS doesn't always get the best reputation,
and we've
been on
linked
things. But I hope your division turns
to
that around because I think that's such a positive impact in so many people's lives. And your presentation
very
in particular had
in those coalitions,
dozens
or communities
of little
partnerships
links and resources
throughout the
resources
United States. Next slide, please. As far as the tax preparation, our staff can provide the software and provide the training for the tax prep, and they can assist you in all sorts of planning and preparation in order to launch a site. They'll provide technical assistance, and then they'll also support with the community-based organizations. So if you'll go to the next slide, please. I just want to say that we are the IRS, and we are here to help, and we have the products and the resources available for you. So we
emails and people
encourage
you could contact. And I just want to
contact
remind people, you didn't necessarily
count on
have to write down on all those links. You could
on this slide, there's
see
some
this presentation
electronic resources
downloaded
that are available
Peer TA.
And
website.
You can also visit our home
shortly after. It'll probably
page
be up if
on our website.
Not today.
Site at
tomorrow.
IRS.gov.
Yes. If it's not
and
up there already.
Since we are in the final
so we do
filing season,
we have a number of
right now
questions.
There are a lot of
we have some
highlights and
time to
and changes
answer them.
And we have
I'll
a lot of
do my best to
information
get to all of the
out there.
And if I don't
now,
answer your question,
so
I
take
I apologize.
Advantage of that. Next slide.
This is
please.
For our first presenter.
These are some
it
phone
is the
resources.
The 0809 Family Economic Security
our local
Project.
Our local office.
Bush.
Are
available
and
online.
They
have to request
a free
to the mail.
Tax help.
How do they
line.
Get a? How do people get a hold of your brochure?
You can actually access it through our website, which was that last
the most
slide.
The most important
we showed
is partner at
IRS.gov. Commission of OUR.
It's a
commission.
Web.org address
forward slash
is for any potential question
one
that you may have.
There's the website.
You can quickly send an email and someone will get back to you. If you give the information you have about any information that you need and where you're located, they will direct it to a local person for you. If it's just a national question, then it will be directed to our office. But partner at IRS.gov, it's real important, and we'll provide you with whatever we can if you just send us an email there. Of course, I'll be happy to help you. My contact information is there, and be glad to help you or answer any questions at all. So now that we're in the filing season and we have a lot of families to reach, and we
okay. Next question.
Applaud everyone that helps.
Can you, and I think this is for you again.
And
can you, please
reach out
mention again
to those
where
that don't
the funding
and hope that
for the
you can
commission
participate
comes from
in some small way.
The herders.
I want to
I know
thank you for,
there
for your attention.
Was the
attention and
county fund
that's
block grant
all I have
and star
have. I hope
Starbucks. You
mentioned you have a great,
a couple of
great day.
Others.
David.
And if it's possible for you to divulge how much, thank you so much funding. Much Becky was way for us received again. If so, so making all. Could you talk a little of this pod, a little more about the ball, how your organization, I know has funded that I didn't, and IRS doesn't how big and always get your the best endowed reputation and is and on potentially things. But I
yeah,
hope your division
great
vision turns
questions.
That around. Because
the Commission on
Children think that's such a
families
positive
is part of a
impact in
statewide
so many people's
network
lives and
of
commissions
on
children, your presentation
and families
in particular had
throughout the state of Oregon
dozens of
so
of little
our overall
links and
overall budget
resources and
funding
emails
comes from the state
and people
state of Oregon
you could contact
that supports this project.
And I just want to remind people,
in terms of the
you didn't necessarily
specific
have to
project
write down
funding,
on all those
we have
links, you could
approximately
see
this
presentation
dollars this year
and share downloaded at
in
Welfare
County
Jeff TA
Fund.
A,
so
that's
allocated by our Board of County Commissioners.
Shortly after, it'll probably
we also
be up, if
have,
not today,
my
tomorrow,
staff
at the latest.
Time paid
latest.
In kind,
if it's not
by community,
up there already.
Community services.
Today. So we do have a number of questions, and we have some time to answer them. So I'll do my best to get to all of them. If I don't answer your question, I apologize. This is for our first presenters. Is the 0809 Family Economic Security Project brochure available online, or do they have to request through the mail? How do people get a hold of your brochure?
You can actually access it through our website, which was that last slide that we showed. It's our commission, ourcommission.org/FES. It's the one just ahead of that one, David.
There's the website. Excellent. Okay. Next question.
And many of the programs will know that.
Can you, and
that
I think this is for
federal
you again.
Block grant.
Can you
program
you please mention again
SVG.
Where the funding
it's all
for the
all about
commission
anti-poverty
comes from
the initiative. So certainly this is one of
the
anti-poverty initiatives for Multnomah County.
Was the county fund.
We also
block grant
so have
and star
have a mini
Starbucks. You
mentioned
grant a couple of
from Starbucks.
Others.
So we have a corporate partner on
and if it's
board.
Possible for you to
and then
divulge
we were recently
how much
successful
funding
was
received.
Safeway Foundation funds.
So could you talk a little,
they really,
little more about how
kind of
your organization
has
funded
didn't,
and
the
how big
information
you're in,
about
endowment
education
is essentially
for families. Yeah, absolutely. Great question. The Commission on Children and Families is part of a statewide network of commissions on children and families funded throughout the state of Oregon. So our overall budget funding comes from the state of Oregon that supports this project. In terms of the specific project funding, we have approximately $70,000 this year in County General Fund. So that's allocated by our Board of County Commissioners. We also have my staff time paid in kind financial aid by Community Services Block Grant. Education really grant resonated, and many of the program for their friends will know that foundation that's in federal block grant staff program West and well see so they SVG came on board to help us. It's also all about and fund that high poverty financial aid initiative education, and so certainly initiatives. This is one of the anti poverty initiatives for Multnomah County.
And
we also
just something
so have
to
have a mini grant
for, sort of
from Starbucks
back up your
so we have
point
a corporate
one thing that I've
partner on
observed
board, and then we were recently successful in securing Safeway Foundation funds because they really kind of resonate the information about education for families financial education really resonated for their foundation staff, and so they came on board to help us fund that financial education initiative.
Well, yeah, and just something, to sort of back up your point, one thing that I've observed over and over again across the country, which you mentioned, and I know Jackie mentioned as well, is that once you get a hold of a good block of funding, either from the government or from a corporation or from a nonprofit or whatever, you could then turn that around and use it as marketing material to leverage that funding to get funding from many other sources as well, over and over well. For again, so even across, even if you start the country or small, which you mentioned, it could snowball up and bigger and bigger. Jackie mentioned, and I as well as it ends up that one having a tremendous, you get a hold of this impact, hold of a good act block of funding, so either from the government or from a corporation or from a nonprofit or whatever, you could then turn that around and use it as marketing materials for material free to leverage that funding to get funding large for many other sources even if you start small, it could snowball up bigger and bigger, and it ends up having a tremendous impact.
It spreads our dollars first.
So
I think we also do the easy ask.
That's a great point.
Ask here, which is often
our next question I think
print our materials
this is
materials for
probably
free.
Best for Becky.
So
does the IRS
large
partner list tax credit
might know
information
need hundreds
for
of,
all states?
Copies of the materials will oftentimes just ask them to see if they could do that in-house. In their own
as
print
far as it,
capacity.
If each
so
it, state
it
has their
spreads our
individual
dollars for
earning income tax credit.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Have that next question is, and I think the line so this is somewhere probably best for Becky.
I'm not sure exactly what the question is. Would you mind repeating?
Sure. The question was pretty short. It says, does the IRS list tax credit information for all states?
Yes, on our EITC website, eitc.irs.gov.
Okay. This next question is for Jackie. Jackie, is the mobile team available in each respective state? All right. I think your efforts are pretty local, or did you want to talk more about your mobile team?
Yeah. Our efforts are just in the state of Georgia, but lots of other states use a similar model.
Does the IRS
model
list
and
tax
credit would
encourage information
for
all,
who asked that
all
question,
states?
But if you're interested in learning more about some of these innovative approaches,
as
you can
far as
go to
if each state has their
dot
individual
R
earning income tax
I. creditor.org.
Yes.
Org.
Have that
the organization through the
online, so
National
somewhere.
Disability Institute, and they highlight a lot of the really innovative programs around VITA and EITC.
I'm not
TC
sure exactly what the question is. Would you mind repeating?
Sure. Thank you so much. So this question was this next question pretty short. It's for answers. Does anyone IRS any of this tax the credit and speaker information for all states considering efficiency, effectiveness, and outreach
our EITC
capabilities?
See website.
What are the ideal locations for the administration of EITC organization? This next. Next question. State welfare agency is for the Jackie, independent non-government. Jackie is a private agency. The mobile agency's team of department available in each department respective commerce state. You know, local faith-based. Right, I think what have you found efforts are the best pretty local local or organizations for? Did you want to locate talk more about your mobile your organization team patients in the VITA site?
Yes, our efforts are. Just in the state of Georgia, but lots of other states use a similar model. And I would encourage, I don't know who asked that question, but if you're interested in learning more about some of these innovative approaches, you can go to www.reitor.org, and that's the the organization through the National Disability Institute, and they highlight a lot of the really innovative programs around VITA and EITC outreach.
Thank you so much. So this next question is for anyone, any of the speakers. Considering efficiency, effectiveness, and outreach capabilities, what are the ideal locations for the administration of EITC organizations? State welfare agencies, independent non-government,
jump in with some ideas.
Private agencies, please do. Department of IRS, Department
I just
of Commerce,
a couple of
local faith-based. What have you found
off my head
are the best
where
locations for locating?
You know, when we think about
your organization and the
program of efficiency, where are we getting the best access, the biggest bang for the buck?
One that we've,
we've noted
he's going to
has
jump in with
been
some ideas
that our Janet
please do
had mentioned before local community. I just had colleges. Couple of, and that comes down to just a critical mass is off top that you have my head have so much, where many students, you know, when we think about accessible and program one program of efficiency, where we get and certainly in our best environment access to many biggest many of those bang for the buck. One that we've noted folks has do have been children in our house as Janet told had mentioned before. For local young people, community people with children, colleges, in their household, or in that kind of their people that are down, they're going back to just a craft to school, critical mass that you do have so many family, many. So in that student way, because it's accessible, you know, it's in one location, in large population, and certainly can are entertained with environment, in one or many organization, any of those, but one folks. Do have geographic children in the location our house location, so that hold has been great. So they're young people in school with children in terms of in their house household or their people that are going back to school that do have families. So in that way, because you know it's a large population contained within one organization and sort of on one geographic location, so that's been great in terms of sort of critical mass.
Does anyone else want to? Oh, go ahead.
Community centers as well as the action agencies are also great resources for housing and have locations of the VITA sites. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So this next question is for our last presenter, Becky.
Critical
number of
mass.
Individuals who qualify for EITC. May also be receiving. Does anyone on various welfare? Oh, go ahead. Assistance
community
programs
centers
with
if you as well
usually
as
have which you
action
usually have
agencies
a limit
are also
to ask
so
that's in personal property.
Great
that
resources
that they could have. Is any,
for,
anything being done at a national level
and have
to exempt EITC benefits or additional benefits received by individuals? So as not to be detrimental to their welfare benefits. I'll let Becky field that, but I first want to prefix it that at least for TANF benefits, I know for a fact that EITC does not affect TANF welfare benefits, as far as I know. I can't speak to other programs such as SNAP and LIHEAP, but perhaps Becky can help us out on that.
And I don't believe it affects that, as well as the disability credits and income as well. As far as, let's see, patients of SS VITA site is the one that
thank you.
Is that right, Jackie?
So this next question is for our last presenter, Becky. Please do. Number of individuals
you could place
who qualify
with the other
for EITC
materials from the webinar
may also be receiving
so there's
various
actually a
welfare
benefits
assistance
interaction
program
chart that's available.
If you usually have
some of it,
which you
for the most part, your refund is not going to count as either as income for the month it's received or as a resource for about 9 months. So it does give people the opportunity to either put it into an IDA or another protected account, or to spend it wisely, if you will, instead of running out and just buying a bunch of stuff because you're afraid that your benefits are going to be affected. And I'll email that chart. Some of it's specific to individual states because there is a little variation, and then there's also a column on there that shows what the federal benefit reaction to the EITC is.
Thank you. Please do, and we'll make sure that that's on our website as well. We usually have a limit, and I could also ask all sits in person to tell you it's my property that I'm on a budget. They could have different partners. Is any partnership, so anything being different, done at a national level, human service to exempt agencies, to EITC here at the federal benefit level, it's additional as well, and that's the benefits are something that we all see, but always saying individual goals, so that when it's not ever we're asked to be detrimental a benefit to the fit or to their benefits or in welfare benefits, directing with somebody else's benefits. I'll let Brad to exempt. They can field up to each other, but I first want to prefix so that when you go through, at least through the means for TAN testing process, benefit process, you fit. So I know you could build for assets and TANF and build it, EITC so it does not force from not as many different effect sweat sources as TANF possible welfare rather than have benefit one can as to out the as far as I know there are four no people to choose from them. I can't speak to other programs we had such as did another question for the end and Shinlahi, but you said that two perhaps back one would he can help us United Way with that on that what's 311? 311. 211.
And I don't
is the United
believe
way. And 311 is
that and
sort of the
as well as
non
the
emergency
disability credit. Income. As
telephone
well
directory information number that
as
many states and localities have. Did you want to talk more about that? Is that nationwide right now?
Is the
Becky?
One that I don't believe it's in every state. Is that right, Jackie?
Yeah, I was going to jump in, and
please
I can
do.
Pull this out, and then you could place it with the other materials from the webinar. But there's actually a benefits interaction chart that's available. Some of it, for the most part, your refund is not going to count as either as income for the month it's received or as a resource for about 9 months. So it does give people the opportunity to either put it into an IDA or another protected account or to spend it wisely, if you will, instead of running out and just buying a bunch of stuff because you're afraid that your benefits are going to be affected. And I'll email that chart. Some of it's specific to individual states because there is a little variation. And
yeah.
And then there's also
in most states,
a column on there
L3-1
that shows
one.
With the federal
you'll get
benefit
either a
reaction
state or a local,
to the,
local person
the EIT
and who could help
is.
Direct you to government agencies. Thank you. Please, do and a local director. We'll make sure the directory that's always on things like that are at or who to our red complaint to our web if you have a pop site as well. It also is helpful for, and I could also, find to tell you anything. But I just said I'm on a bunch of sites for a bunch of different parks, partnerships, operation, different other human services or non-agencies, profit organizations here at the federalization level is often where as well. And that's where you could go to something that we always think go to help gov and whatnot. But so that when that varies, whenever we're at from having a benefit from a state or our state to state, for benefits are in the locale, directing with somebody to locale, somebody else's locality, benefits we try to exempt. Each other, so that, that when you go through the means testing process, you final question build if we do assets and do not hand build have tax repairs on some hand in the ports from the office as many different do we just so reach out to sources as community possible taxes rather than have agencies one how do you can recruit to allow the other or four tax prepares people to choose from them and this one and I'll throw. We had any of the presenters another presenter's question for the end.
I'd like to.
You said that
211
was
say that
United Way. What's 311?
What
311?
They should do is consult
211
with
is United
our,
Way and 311 is sort of the
local
non
offices
emergencies
because
non
they can link and match
telephone
the volunteer
directory information number
with
that
sites
many states
that are
states
already
and
localities in existence
have. Did you want to talk more about that? Is that nationwide right now, Becky?
They will. I don't believe it works together in every other two state coordinate all the efforts.
But in most states, if you dial 311, you'll get
best
either
best to start with them.
Okay. Did anyone else want to add anything?
Sure. This is Nicole McKinney from the Multnomah County crew. During my time reaching out to consumers about this telefriend card here, if you all can see this, letting them know
state or a
that they can get their
local person
their taxes done, I was
and who could help
surprised at how many folks told me that they did their taxes themselves, or maybe they were retired CPAs. And so right then we have a card that's in a similar color that was created by Cash Oregon and Multnomah County, and it to recruit them as volunteers. And in fact, I spent some time
direct you to
with Cash Oregon,
government agencies,
Oregon, telling them my,
you know,
my story about how I used
a local directory
utilize their services,
things like that,
to say how
who to
coordinate is to get
complain to
get volunteers
if you have a
volunteer. So pretty much doing
and
the outreach.
It also is helpful
both
for ways for you know finding
gaining
via
consumers
sites, free tax preparation,
and getting volunteers at the
station.
Same time, go hand in hand.
Other non-profit organizations is often where you could go to Lent. Well, go to help and whatnot. But I just also that very also want to remind fine people in the state. We'll have a brief to stay in brief status of locality, faction to locality. That if you have any additional questions, if you need any final question or information, or you need some, if we do need help, do not facilitate tax for getting in touch with any of our speakers or superiors on somebody else who is like our speaker and in the speakers in the office or any other programs. Feel free to put in, do we just reach out to peer community or TA or tax agencies? Quest, how do you recruit through the recruit tax preparers? And this one I'll throw fair peer TA into any of the system or centers or submit a question.
I'd like to
just
our
whole
say that
reason for being is to try and help intergovernment coordination and
they should do is consult with our spec
coordination between state and
local
agencies
offices
and organizations
because
like this one on help
they can
connect
and link
to each other and
match
to the federal services
the volunteers
so now we'll move on to our brief status
that are
faction
already in existence.
Question number one. These
they
speakers
will
had valuable
work
information to share.
Together to
please click on strongly agree, unsure, disagree,
coordinate all
or strongly disagree.
All the effort. Best to start with them.
Okay. Did anyone else want to add anything?
Sure. This is Nicole McKinney from the Multnomah County crew.
Okay.
During my time, I'm reaching out to consumers about this telefriend card here. If you all
question number two.
Can see this. I'm letting them know that they can get
the logistics of the webinar
taxes
events
done. I was
smoothly.
Surprised at how many folks told me that they did their taxes themselves, or maybe they were retired CPAs. And so right then, we have a card that's in the similar color that was created.
Question number three. I am more informed about effective EITC marketing
and
outreach
and
strategies that coalitions can use
them
to promote the
volunteers.
EITC.
And in fact, I spent some time with Cash Oregon telling them my story about how I utilize their services to to say how important it is to get volunteers. So pretty much doing the outreach.
Question number
at both
four
ways.
I learn strategies for outreach to
and
local partner organizations.
Same time
to educate the
go hand
public
in hand
on the EITC. Excellent. Well, I just also want to remind people, and then we'll have a brief satisfaction poll, that if you have any additional questions, if you need any additional information, or you need somebody to help facilitate getting in touch with any of our speakers, or somebody else who and are like our speakers, our last question, or any other programs, feel free to put in a question. I learned strategies that I can use for developing a strategic EITC TA request through the Welfare Peer TA system, or submit a question. Getting message. You know, our whole reason for being is to try and help intergovernmental coordination and coordination between state and local agencies and organizations like this one help connect to each other and to the federal services. So now we'll move on to our brief satisfaction poll. Question
okay.
Number one. Thank you so valuable much information again to share. All of our presenters for taking their please time and click on strongly today. Strongly agree to help. Agree. Unsure. Disagree. Bring us this important, strongly important information. Agree. Nation. And thank you to all of you. Again, all of this information will be available at peerta.acf.ahs.gov. And if anyone has any further questions, moving or needing on any additional help, please number two, feel free to contact the logistics of me through the webinar site. Our end smoothly. Thank you so much to everyone, and have a great afternoon. Question number three. I am more informed about effective EITC marketing and outreach strategies that coalitions can use to promote the EITC. Question number four. I learned strategies for outreach to local partner organizations to educate the public on the EITC. And our last question, I learned strategies that I can use for developing a strategic EITC marketing message. Okay. Well, thank you so much again to all of our presenters for taking their time out of their day to help bring us this important information. And thank you to all of you. Again, all of this information will be available at peerta.acf.hhs.gov. And if anyone has any further questions or needs any additional help, please feel free to contact me through the site. Thank you so much to everyone, and have a great afternoon.